Tullamore Dew. And, of course, celebrate every TD with TD. Tullamore Dew, the world's smoothest Irish whiskey.
So 5 a.m. tomorrow with me and Jamie Lynch.
That's it. And back at the studio right now will be Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli with your in-game coverage here on The Fanatic. Jason, you'll be back next Sunday.
Next Sunday.
I'll be back 6 o'clock tomorrow night to talk about the Eagles, and I'm sure some Sixers leading into the game.
Yeah, you might.
We got a big football game coming up in a couple of minutes, so can we get something going on out of here, guys? Yeah. A little E.
Hey.
I appreciate it, Fishtown Hops. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
It's the Fanatic pregame show, live from Sugar House Casino on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting, the type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
HBO Sports 24/7 reality franchise will present its first ever installment spotlighting professional golf. When 24/7 The Match, Tiger vs. Phil, debuts Tuesday, November 13th at 10 p.m. The behind-the-scenes show chronicles Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, two of the sport's most accomplished competitors, as they prepare to go head-to-head at Shadow Creek in Las Vegas on Friday, November 23rd. Then, on HBO World Championship Boxing, champion Dimitri Bivol defends his light heavyweight title against Jean Pascal, live Saturday, November 24th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Plus, HBO Sports presents Momentum Generation, a documentary film chronicling an extraordinary band of youthful surfers, including Kelly Slater, Rob Machado, and Shane Dorian, who changed the sport and its culture in the 1990s. Tuesday, December 11th at 10 p.m., only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
I'm riled up. I like the summer heat, but it looks like the cold weather is here to stay. Time to make sure your heater is running like a true champion. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need a furnace to step up and perform. Turn to the pros in the industry who have set the standard for over 50 years. Riley Sales and the Duquesne Heating System. The right choice right now. Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
This is Brian Westbrook. Don't just watch football, bet on it too. And the place to handle all of your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now, taking bets in New Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. It's game day, and that means two things: football and betting on football. Bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 or over. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Gathering with your family for the game? Don't forget the Dietz and Watson family. Dietz and Watson premium meats and cheeses are made using recipes perfected over four generations. At home or in the lot, go with Dietz and Watson Philadelphia Eagles beef style Franks or try original chicken sausages. Ready to throw on the grill? Tailgating at an Eagles home game? Post a photo on Facebook or Instagram and hashtag it Tailgate Family. The Dietz and Watson tailgate team just might stop by to give you free meat, cheese, and great gear. Go Birds! Dietz and Watson, it's a family thing.
Hi, it's Anthony Bergano. Check out more entertainment options at Tropicana Atlantic City throughout November. Friday, November 16th, Lou Neglia's Ring of Combat is back by popular demand. But guess who? Here on November 17th, rocking out to their classic hits. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or at Tropicana's box office. Visit Tropicana.net, must be 21. And have you heard? The William Hill Sportsbook in Tropicana Atlantic City is now accepting bets. Place your bets in the North Tower and watch the games at Chickies and Pizza, Damn Good Sports Bar, Hooters, and Rera Irish Pub. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts in Bally's Atlantic City, Wild Wild West, are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Sports Talk for Marlton and all of Burlington County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Hold on, wait a minute. Y'all thought I was finished? Whoa. When I bought the ass tomorrow, y'all thought it was raining? Yeah. Texting on these, some like Popeye.
It seems like it was forever ago that we last had an Eagles game. I don't know about you guys. I can't stand the bye week. I know it's necessary, but it just, it's a buzzkill. Finally, though, we come back in big fashion. It is Sunday Night Football. It is Dallas week. It is the Eagles in-game analysis, reaction, whatever you want to call it. I'm your host, Pat Egan, along with my co-host, Tyler Zuli, once again. And we have Dallas week. Finally, we have Dallas week. We get to take a bite out of Jerry. We get to take a bite out of Dak. We get to take a bite out of the arrogance that is the Dallas Cowboys and Jason Garrett, who is nothing more than a puppet. I think we can all agree on that. Before the game starts, though, let's get into predictions. I will go with Eagles 34-10.
Yeah, there's, you know, when games scream blowout, you don't argue with it. Everything leads to the Eagles with some kind of blowout fashion tonight. I'm going to be fairly close to yours. I'm going to take the Eagles at 30-14, just simply because the Eagles are a far superior team to this Cowboys team. I don't care that they're only one game ahead of them. There are a lot of factors that lead up to an Eagles blowout, a night game at the Link where everything is, you know, it's popping at the Link on a Sunday night. Those fans are going to be crazy there. The Cowboys don't have a ton of success at the Link lately. The Eagles defense has a lot of success at the Link over the last 2 years. It screams blowout to me.
Yeah, and also before I forget, happy Veterans Day to all our veterans who served out there and everybody who sacrificed for our country, obviously. We appreciate all you guys do, and the fact that we can sit here and watch a football game in a country like this is truly tremendous. And I believe the Eagles will be receiving, or I think they won the toss. I believe they did. Did you catch who won the toss?
I did not. I just saw
Dak just motion to what side he wanted. So
I would assume that if the Eagles won the toss, they would not receive. Yeah.
Yeah, they deferred. We're already off to a strong start here.
Flying call. Well, that's what happens when you get a 14-day break.
I know.
You mentioned it. You said that the bye week, it kind of sucks. And not only did they have the bye week, they played at 9:30 in the morning the last time you and I spoke.
Yep.
Then there was the bye, and then we had to wait all day today to get to this game. And, you know, everybody talks about that the Cowboys rivalry doesn't mean as much anymore because either that the Cowboys haven't been as relevant, the Eagles have had good success against them, whatever. I felt that way until about 45 minutes ago. And then pregame started, and I saw the Eagles in their black jerseys kind of get ready to take the field. I'm amped up for this game.
Although the Eagles will receive, by the way, so we were both wrong on that. We break at 40, correct?
Correct.
If you guys are new to the in-game with me and Tyler, we are constantly asking when we break. It's one of our staples. So Carson Wentz will come onto the field with the offense, including new addition Golden Tate, whose mom, by the way, called up the Mike Missinelli show on Friday. I guess she was listening and she decided, you know, they were nice to my son at that station. So she called up. It was kind of out of left field for sure. I had to Google exactly that it was
it was Golden Tate's mom, but it was, in fact, his mom. And hopefully he will make a big impact on this team. Hopefully, you know, the loss of Jason or of Lane Johnson won't affect him too much. But Carson Wentz rolls out the first play, and it's a dump off to Zach Ertz. Is there anything that worries you about this game?
The only thing that concerns me is the fact that the Eagles' offensive line, even with the 14 days rest, is still a little bit banged up. You saw it right there. I mean, DeMarcus Lawrence right in the face of Carson Wentz right away. I know that was a designed rollout screen type play, but that concerns me a bit. The running back situation is still a little bit of a concern. You've seen Smallwood was on the field already for the first play. Now it's Josh Adams on the field. A little bit of a concern for me at the running back spot.
Yeah, all right. So it's 2nd and 9 right now. I'm already regretting bringing him here. And it's a design run play, so it'll be 3rd and 1.
And that you already got a 3rd and long. You're looking at a screen play and a pitch play to start the game. It's not necessarily a bad design to try to get the ball to the outside, you know, with the fact that the Cowboys have a good pass rush, but not a great linebacking core, especially with Sean Lee out. But to get the ball to the outside, you have to be able to get your guards and your tackles to the outside. And you know, that doesn't play well for the Eagles, who have banged up tackles.
No, I can't stay in the screen zone, by the way. It just throws me off.
You know, I feel a little bit differently about it every game. Now that the Eagles have it, I don't like it.
I really don't like it at all. So 3rd and 9, and they do a screen play. And so it was a Golden Tate, which is the good thing. He did catch it. So they're getting him involved early. The bad part is they didn't pick up the first down, so you go 3 and out on the first possession of the game. So the defense will come on the field. Play calling early on, it was less than stellar, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, three plays towards the line, that doesn't bode well, like we just said, for an offensive line that really can't get out and move too much right now.
Yeah, I'm not just saying that, by the way, because it went 3 and out, but overall, it was like you basically do a design dump off to the tight end at the line, as you said, a run play and then a screen play. It's, I don't know, it just seems safe. You know, I want to go out there and really just put your foot on the jugular, and there's a flag on the play, so we'll see what it is. But early on, it's just like, and that's my big issue with Doug this season, is the fact that I don't get that like gutsy Doug that I got from last season.
Do you think, now that we're 8 games in and we're into the second half of the season, do you think that Doug has been hesitant to do that because in his heart he knows that the team got lucky on a couple of his play calls and a couple of plays last year? He doesn't know if he can repeat that. Did you think that comes into play?
I think it's part. Like, I remember this was years ago, and I'm sure fans out there remember this, but they were playing the Saints in New Orleans, and Riley Cooper lied in the end zone. And a couple teams have done this to success, but he laid in the end zone on a kickoff, and the kickoff went to the other side of the end zone. The guy starts running it out, laterals it to Riley Cooper, who is on the other side. Obviously, Riley runs for a touchdown. It was eventually called back, but I remember we did an event with Riley Cooper the next week, and he was like, yeah, you're not going to see that again. You know, so it was like the element of surprise no longer there, then you're not going to see it. And I feel like that is a big part of football, too, where, you know, the fact that he ran the Philly special the first game of the season, or a modified version of it, was surprising to everybody because nobody expected it. Like, how in the world would you have the balls to run it again? He did. And by the way, Dak Prescott already having fun, sacked by Brandon Graham. This defensive line needs to have a strong day today.
Yeah, you look at the Cowboys line, they're banged up too. I mean, it's just kind of a banged up situation for both of these offensive lines. Lyle Collins hasn't been very good over the last couple of days, and he got exposed on the first play of the game. Brandon Graham got right around the edge.
Yeah, he looked good. I mean, I'm big into the it's probably a tired joke at this point, but like the year is 2048, and you throw in something that's going on now that's happened forever. Like, for instance, the year is 2048, and
the Patriots are going back to the Super Bowl for the 38th time.
What's his face? The coach of the Bengals is still the coach.
Marvin Lewis.
But like the year's 2048, and NFL pundits are still saying the Cowboys line is like still the best in football when it's really not. I mean, as you said, they're banged up. You need to take advantage of that. Overall, though, I just don't think Dak Prescott's a good quarterback. But you never know. I mean, divisional games are tough because it seems like you just never know what can happen in divisional games. So, and he's got enough time to throw there. And nope, he won't catch that. So they will they wound up holding the Cowboys to three and out. So we will see Carson Wentz back on the field. Yeah, dude, I need to see a game where they go out and
stomp on somebody.
And yeah,
there's no other way to put it. The one thing I do want to disagree with you, though, is a little bit to your point. I agree with where you're going and the sentiment that you had on it. I don't think Dak is a bad quarterback. I would even say that Dak might be an average to good quarterback. He's just not great like the pundits want to talk about. And it's just because it's Dak, and he had the one good year his rookie year. They had a great offensive line. They had a great run game. He had a tremendous year. I'm not going to take that away from him, but I think he's better than people want to admit, despite the fact that he's not all that good.
Yeah, I think
if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I think he sucks.
Just bold-faced, he's terrible.
I think he's vastly overrated.
I agree. I think he's overrated.
I think he is a game, a glorified, a little bit better game manager.
So he's a little bit better than a game manager. So he's an
okay, never going to be elite, probably never going to win a championship with him quarterback.
That's fair. I don't disagree with that assessment.
I don't look at Dak Prescott. Like, the Dak Prescott that you see last year, this year, is not the Dak Prescott that you saw his rookie year that, like, literally scared people. And he had everything that rookie year. I mean, he had the great offensive line. The only thing he really didn't have is, like, a top-level receiver. I mean, Dez was still kind of Dez, but not really. But, yeah, I don't think he's all that great. I think he's got a lot of holes in his game. I mean, he's obviously better than, like, what, Nate Peterman, Matt Barkley?
Well, I'm pretty sure I could put you out there a quarterback, exactly, and you're better than Nate Peterman.
You could. I have an arm.
I would not. I don't throw this around lightly. Nate Peterman may be the worst quarterback in the history of football.
Yeah, he's unequivocally the worst quarterback I've ever seen start more than one game. And I can't even think of a worst quarterback that started one game, to be honest with you. But, by the way, Golden Tate returned the kickoff. I know that was a question going into this game of who would return kicks because, you know, Darren Sproles, oh, I'm healthy. Never mind, I'm not. I'll be out for four more weeks. The Darren Sproles situation, what's your feelings on that?
It's entirely new to me. It's kind of weird. It's kind of weird to the point where I've never seen a hamstring injury impact somebody this long and for this amount of time, where you look at it and you go, what the heck is going on with Darren Sproles? Because if he's healthy, they need to get him in uniform and on the field. And if he's truly hurt more than what the hamstring injury dictates, then he needs to go in the IR and it open up a spot on the roster for somebody else. Therefore, you don't have to cut a guy like DeAndre Carter, who was returning punts for you. And now you're at a spot where we don't have a punt returner until you go and get Golden Tate. Because prior to that, the Eagles were sitting there and saying, who is going to return punts for us? And I was saying, who is going to return punts for them? And I'm pretty sure you were saying, who's going to return punts for them? The Darren Sproles situation, to me, is so different than anything we've ever seen. And I don't know if anybody has a true answer other than Darren Sproles.
Yeah, I worry, his intentions to come back were obviously the right intentions, right? He doesn't want to go out, albeit a champion, he doesn't want to go out injured. And I don't blame him for that. But I'm worried that next season we're going to have the same situation. Like, he's going to want to come back, and how do you rely on that?
You know, I don't think you can re-sign him.
Yeah, I don't think so either. It's oh, wow. That's a bad throw. That is a really bad, bad throw. Is that Vander Esch?
It sure is.
Oh, God, I wanted him in the draft, too. Leighton Vander Esch, he's basically another Sean Lee. I mean, he's always injured, but that's a bad throw, Carson. That's a really, really bad throw.
Defense did a really good job to get off the field after your first three and out, and this is not a good throw.
I don't know what he's looking at.
I think he's looking for Goddard.
He just didn't see him.
He's either looking for Goddard and underthrew, or he was looking for Tate and overthrew.
He just flat out did not see him. And you can see, like, where he's looking, the white in the background. And I'm not trying to make an excuse for him, but there's white in the background for the Eagles logo. You know, they're wearing white. I mean, I find it hard to believe that he couldn't, you know, he missed them, but he did. I mean, he just flat out, like, Carson Wentz doesn't throw. He throws interceptions. He doesn't throw interceptions like that usually.
That's head-scratching interception.
It's literally to the other team right in their hands. They're standing there. And my only thought is the jersey must have blended in with the background of, you know, the wall where they have the Eagles logo, and there's a little bit of gray and white in there. But, yeah, the rookie Leighton Vander Esch. I mean, you can see in the replay they're showing now, there's white-ish area. But, yeah, you can't make that throw, man. That's not good. And now you put the Cowboys in field goal range with some weapons. So let's see what they're able to do. It's 2nd and 9. You know, he just completed that ball, but I feel at least a little bit confident if they're able to stymie the run game and just make Dak throw the ball, I think they're going to have a lot of success.
Yeah, if you make Dak a one-dimensional quarterback, it's over. Because he's not, you know, and I just said that he's a good quarterback, but the run part of his game is what makes him a good quarterback as opposed to a mediocre quarterback when he has to just sit in the pocket and throw the football.
Yeah, no, 100%. You gotta worry about that run game, obviously, but we'll see what happens. It's 1st and 10, so they hit the first down. If you can hold these guys to a field goal, obviously, that'd be huge. It'd be massive. But, I mean, this isn't amazing analysis I'm giving you, but their offense runs through Zeke. You stymie Zeke, you're probably having a decent day. So,
well, it's really all trickle down, because if you get at their offensive line, you force Zeke to get stopped in the backfield a couple of times. It forces to make the Cowboys one dimensional, and now you've got a passing quarterback like Dak Prescott that doesn't bode well for the Cowboys. It's really simple. And it sounds incredibly simple, but it's more difficult than what it really is.
I remember Dak's rookie year, they came to Philly. They won the game in overtime. And their play action was so deadly. You literally just never knew what they were going to do. Because they would pound the ball. You'd play action. It's like, oh, crap. And he'd pick you apart with Jason Witten and Cole Beasley. Dak. And Zach Martin's down, so that'll be huge for the Eagles. If he has to hobble off the field, and he won't be... I mean, look, this is very precautionary, but the medical training staff is talking to him. As you said, you know, this is an offensive line. It's already a little bit banged up as they go to a commercial. That would be huge, a huge step. And exactly what we were talking about, getting to the offensive line, forcing Dak, forcing Zeke to, you know, be uncomfortable the entire game. That would be huge.
Well, and that's one of the few guys that remained healthy to this point. For that Cowboys line that's been just a nightmare, at least in the regular season, in terms of injury. So you get a guy like that go down, you're right. It's a big step in the right direction. You don't want to ever see a guy get hurt. That's never the point, but it's a big step in the right direction. If you get a guy like Zach Martin go down, it forces the Cowboys to become even more one-dimensional.
Yeah, all right, let's go to the phone line. Let's go to John from Gladwin. John, how are you?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Good, man.
Yeah, I've been listening all week about this blowout. I think the Eagles will win the game, but I don't think it's going to be a blowout.
Now, is this coming off of the, you know, the interception?
Because
they haven't started
strong,
or you just haven't thought that all week?
Honestly, I called on the show previous, but I couldn't get on. I was going to say the same thing, so I'm not
saying it
because he just threw an interception.
Yeah.
I thought that before.
Now, what concerns you, John?
Well, I just think it's a division game, and, you know, they have Cooper, which helps them out, and I just think that the Eagles will win by a touchdown, maybe.
Okay.
But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah, obviously.
You know, but I don't know. Everybody's calling for a blowout. Just win the game.
Yeah, and I'm guilty of that, too, because I called for a blowout as well. I think, John, that a lot of us are just kind of expecting that blowout eventually to come because,
right,
you know, we had it all last year and we just haven't really had that this season. And
right.
they were just absolutely dismantling teams last year. And it's like not a lot's changed, obviously, with this team. And you're looking at a Cowboys team that's coming in a little bit banged up and just they got destroyed their last game. So I think that's why a lot of people, like myself, called for a blowout. But I'm with you, man. You just got to win the game at this point.
Yeah. Regarding Prescott, I think part of the problem is that if you put Carson on the Cowboys with this coach, and, well, they picked up Cooper now, should probably help him out. But with the weapons he had, you're not going nowhere with that.
Yeah, and thanks for the phone call, John. I agree that you're probably not going anywhere with his weapons until they got Cooper. With that, I would say, though, in fairness, Carson Wentz had a pretty damn good rookie season, albeit they went 7-9.
With a bunch of really bad guys.
With a bunch of DGB.
Right.
I mean, like, there were fans that were clamoring, Tyler, and I know you remember this, for Paul Turner.
Clamoring. And I was a DGB guy. I thought it was something. It was something new. It was something fresh. I was just hoping that it would stick.
Yeah, the first solo show I ever did was that day, the DGB trade. And a lot of people were calling me a Negadelphian because I was coming in saying, like, look, I mean, I this is too good to be true. You know, you just traded a backup offensive lineman who never played in Dennis Kelly for a guy that everybody's telling me is baby T.O. There's got to be something else with this. Like, let's just cool off a bit. And I was like John from Gladwin, like, I would love to be wrong on that situation. And I've said this before, but like, I'm not one of those guys who, and you hear them call the station, and in particular, like, I'm thinking of the LeBron James situation. These guys that love to be right so much, it's like, they want to pump their chest because LeBron didn't come to Philadelphia and because they told you the whole time, quote, he was never coming to Philly.
As opposed to just being a fan.
As just being a fan, it's like, well, why are you bragging about that? Because it didn't help your team.
Right.
You know, and I can't stand those people. I would have loved to be wrong about DGB. Unfortunately, I wasn't. And yeah, he was terrible.
You know, when you mentioned the Sixers, you kind of go off topic for a second. You know, when you get those people that say, oh, yeah, it's a great trade that they get Jimmy Butler, but, you know, I'm going to miss Saric or I'm going to miss Covington. Well, then it's not a great trade, but it is a great trade for the team. You can't have it both ways.
Yeah. Yeah. By the way, Jimmy Butler, he's a Sixer. My only reservation with that, and I mean, we'll probably touch on this a little bit with that trade, is our feelings as a city was Minnesota's feelings 2 years ago. Like, they literally started saying everything that we were saying 2 years ago. Like, we're saying you match him with Ben and Joe, and they were saying 2 years ago you match him with the Wiggins and Towns, and it's my only concern with that trade. It's obviously a no-brainer of a trade, but you have to do that. That's my only concern. All right, third and goal, see if they can hold them. And yeah, it's a bad throw. That's
pressure on Dak right
and
there.
That's what you need to do. So we talked about it. You hold him a field goal, hopefully, unless like a trick play happens. We will stick it here until they actually kick the field goal, because you never know. I mean, Cody Park, he's missing uprights, or hitting uprights. I'm sorry, he's hitting uprights, four of them to be exact. So kickers aren't automatic these days. That was a terrible throw. I mean, granted, I don't have room to brag because Carson Wentz literally threw it right in the hands of Vander Esch, but some dude named Brett Maher, sure, we'll pretend he's a professional football player. He's going to kick a 25-yarder, so it's literally an extra point. And he
snuck that thing through.
He really did. All right, 3-0 Cowboys lead, 6:59 left in the first. Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with XFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11/18/18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
24/7, 365. You're up and at them every day, so you don't want something like Medicare Part D to slow you down. At Walgreens, we'll take care of your Medicare Part D prescriptions, saving you time and money. Make the switch to Walgreens today and get more by earning 100 balance reward points and save up to $5 on each Medicare Part D prescription when Walgreens is your preferred pharmacy. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Prescription savings applies to Tier 1 generics when you fill out a preferred versus a non-preferred pharmacy on select plans. Points can't be earned in New York, New Jersey, or Arkansas. Other restrictions and limitations apply.
Hey guys, Andrew Salchunas here for my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. Believe it or not, I recently got engaged. Yes, someone is actually willing to marry me. But I give all of the credit to Angelo and the rest of the team at Family & Company Jewelers. Everyone at that store was helpful during every step of the process, and I came away with a ring that she can't stop looking at. Head on over to their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Ask for my friend Angelo and tell him Andrew from The Fanatic sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
I'm Corey Rutter with Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors. We are friendly, honest, and respectful certified technicians making sure to safely fix whatever your problem may be. When working with Rutter Roofing, rest easy. There are no shortcuts, no low ball bidding. We are all about family, respect, and hard work. We're local and can help with your projects in the PA suburbs. At Rutter Roofing, Siding, Windows, and Doors, we are your go-to exterior contractor. Go to RutterRoofing.com today. That's RUTTER Roofing.com. We will protect your house.
There's a difference between do-it-yourself and do-it-for-a-living. At the Home Depot, we get that. And we're here to help pros get the whole job done better and faster. Get the lowest price on the things you need with bulk and volume pricing. Then get it all where you need it and when with buy online, pick up in store, or job site delivery. You save time and money. When you've got a job, we're on the job. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Want to win a trip to see the Birds play in Dallas on December 9th? Come out to the Fanatics pregame show and watch party at Sugar House Casino tonight for your chance to win. Watch the game on a 10-foot big screen with dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Lite buckets, and there will be plenty of free parking. Go to 975thefanatic.com for details.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Third down for the Eagles. Randy Gregory just completely went around Jason Peters like, you know, he's the old man that we've come to know. It's sad. It's just sad because Jason Peters, for a long time, was arguably the best left tackle in the game, and just now he's not. And if you want to put any stock in Pro Football Focus, the guy who owns it, Chris Collinsworth, called him one of the best in the game, clearly indicating he hasn't watched enough football this season because Jason Peters has not even been anywhere near one of the best left tackles in the game. And that is an area that they're going to have to really worry about today, is the bookend tackles with Vaitai and Jason Peters. They will once again punt the ball after Wentz failed to get connects to Alshon Jeffery for a first down. You know, the offense has not looked great early on. Just has not. I mean, they look like they're still on the bye.
No, say what you want about the Cowboys' defense and Sean Lee being out and how he's kind of always banged up. The defensive line is quite good. And, I mean, even without Taco Charlton today, which is a huge bonus for the Eagles because it could have been worse, Gregory and Lawrence are still pretty good defensive ends that are going to cause them some problems, with Peters playing poorly and Vaitai being the starting right tackle.
Yeah, I mean, if you're... I can't believe I'm saying this, but if you're Jason Garrett, you know, after you're done, like, neatly ironing your pants, you got to dial up some blitzes.
And clapping, of course.
Oh, of course.
You have to clap.
Yeah, the year's 2048, and you're still clapping on the sidelines. I am blown away that he is still a head coach in the NFL.
It almost, like you said, it's a running joke. Who's going to get fired first, him or Marvin Lewis?
Yeah, and
the sad thing is, I think it might be him.
Well, yeah, I mean, Marvin Lewis will have a job as long as he has a job. I've worded poorly. He will have a job as long as he wants to have a job, is what I meant to say.
Well, that's basically what happened at the beginning of the end of last year.
Yeah, so with Marvin Lewis, the whole situation is Paul Brown, the owner, is so indebted to him for just getting them to the playoffs that he'll never fire him. Like, he's so loyal to the guy. So anytime that it's going to be a situation where he just wants to, you know, no longer coach, like, he will be given the option. He will never be fired. So if he wants to coach, he will be coaching for the Cincinnati Bengals. He will always have job security, no matter how bad they do. And you look at the Bengals, you know, like, this is a team that just is mediocre at best.
That certainly sounds like a program in this city that you may or may not have affiliation with.
Me?
Yeah, you.
A program in this city.
You're wearing their hat right now.
Temple.
Yeah, how about the basketball team?
Yes.
Sounds exactly like it.
You know what's funny is last year when the whole thing with Dunphy was going down, I was saying, Frayn Dunphy is Philadelphia's Marvin Lewis. Like,
yeah.
What does that guy have to do to get fired? And
bad things.
Same thing happened. It was like, hey, Fran's stepping down. Because God forbid, we say Fran got fired. It's not Temple in game analysis. They're 2-0. So shout out to the Owls. Bring on Duke. But
yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, man, I'll tell you.
Let me know how that goes.
I'll tell you right now, for a guy who has Eagles 7.5 right now, not feeling good.
Not looking good. But I still truly believe that the Eagles are a better team than the Cowboys, a whole.
But like this is, and you know, I brought this up to John from Gladwin, is my issue with this squad is the fact that we keep waiting for them to just dummy teams, and they're not doing it.
Well, it's because it's what we came to expect at the end of last year. I mean, even the NFC title game, 38-7 to what we considered one of the best defenses in the NFL.
Exactly.
It hasn't happened this year simply because the Eagles are a good team, and we've been saying this all year. The Eagles are a good team. They're not a good team right now, and right now is all that matters.
We break at 55, right?
Correct.
All right, so we got three breaks?
Yes.
As normal?
Okay. Yes.
Just making sure. It's getting to the point where, like, I think that Cleveland, who won today, by the way, they would put up a fight. Whereas last year, it was like, you could question their opponents.
Man, talk about a bad football team, the Atlanta Falcons.
Jeez, man. I mean, I've called the Eagles Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde before. The Atlanta Falcons are legitimately Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Like, they'll go out there and, you know, look good 1 week and look absolutely terrible the next. Oh, you got to catch that. Come on, man.
It was a great play by Grugier Hill to be in the right spot, but that's a ball you have to catch.
Oh, jeez.
You have to catch.
Go back in the womb and grow some hands, please. Like, come on. He's literally... The problem is, he's already running. You know, he reads the eyes, I feel like he didn't even... He didn't look the ball in. He's already looking towards the, you know, nobody in front of him to go to the end zone. Oh, man. That is unfortunate, because there's six right there. Damn. All right, 2nd and 10. But, well, I mean, we talked about this how many times already? Like, if you make Dak Prescott throw, wrap him up. Yes, you need to hit him for a loss.
See, that play by Grugier Hill, if this ends up being a 3-and-out or a quick drive, you're going to look back and go, that's a really nice play. He did a really good job to step up and make the play and read Prescott's eyes and all of those good things. If this play, this drive ends up in points, especially if this drive ends up in seven, you're going to look back and go, man, that was the turning point. And that's the kind of unfortunate part about a team that's not playing up to its standards, is you're looking at plays and you're looking at quarters and you're looking at drives that as individually would have turned games around. And that could have been it.
Yep. Third and six, so hopefully, you know, it's no harm, no foul, and it's just backing up. But, dude, come on, man.
You have to wrap up.
Yeah, like, you go for the big hit. You go for the big hit instead of just wrapping him up. Come on, Ronald Darby just cost them
a three and out.
Like, that's awful. I understand you're trying to announce your presence with authority, like Nuke LaLouche, but, like, dude, just wrap him up and just get it done. Because that's awful. And already you're just seeing like stupid mistakes. And that is the first one you can point to as, hey, we're off the field. Nope. Because you wanted to, you know, just throw your shoulder into it instead of wrapping the guy up.
Instead of being Ronald Darby, he tried to be Ed Reed.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you're not Ed Reed. You're Ronald Darby. Just wrap up. Wrap up. Bring him to the ground. Send the punter out.
I mean, if it's going to be a situation like that, I'm done.
And I'm not, now you look at it.
Pack up and leave.
Now you look at it and you go, well, the Grugier Hill play doesn't bite them because that play's actually worse.
All right. Second and three. First and 10. See, this is the problem.
Now they're going to chomp.
Like, the fact that Darby's still in the field, like, I would have benched him after that. And I'm not saying for the whole game, obviously, but for a play, just to chew him out. I mean, I didn't see the Eagles huddle, but, like, Malcolm Jenkins needs to chew his, like, a team leader needs to be in his face. And that should not just go, you know, unaccounted for. Like, you need to hear it from somebody and not just the fans. But, you know, we're sitting here, now they're putting together a drive. Because you had to throw your shoulder into a guy, which, by the way, you're not that big of a cornerback. He's a bigger wide receiver. Like, what do you think's going to happen when you try to throw your shoulder into the guy's chest and, you know, you're built like a twig? Oh, I wonder. Like, that's just physics. You know, if I try to lay out Joe Stazak right now and I'm 5'3" and he's 6'4", I wonder what's going to happen.
Not going to go well
for
you.
I don't think he's going to go down.
I think you might go down, actually.
I would go down. It would hurt. It's ridiculous. All right.
I'd love to see that coverage. Pat Egan on Joe Stazak. Although I don't think Joe could run, so it wouldn't matter.
No, Joe can't run.
He'd be all right.
You see the way he hobbles in here. Somebody was getting on me on Twitter about my gunslinging ability.
You have gunslinging ability?
Oh yeah.
I'd like to see that.
I'll pick
What are you like, Uncle Rico?
I'll throw
the ball over the mountains?
I'll pick a defensive part within 10 yards. I'm like Jeff Garcia.
You left-handed too?
No, but you know, I have no arm, like no power in it. But within
deadly 10, accurate within from 10 and
within
in.
10 yards.
Greatest passing percentage in NFL history within 10 yards. Pat Egan.
I put on a clinic at FanFest a couple of years ago. Just dropping it in windows that didn't even exist, you know? They were brought to you by Window Nation. I was just dropping them in there. How about Otto Graham getting some love on the Sunday Night Football crew?
That's Joe Torty's guy, by the way.
No, that's my guy.
You're an Otto Graham guy?
No, Joe Torty's Sid Luckman. I'm Otto Graham.
Oh, you're right. You're right.
I'm 10 championships in 10 years wearing a unitard. Yeah, I'm all about that guy. Like, that is extremely, extremely difficult to do. All right, a minute 19 left in the first quarter. The offense has been putrid. The defense is on the field now. Handoff, there's a flag on the play, so it's probably holding.
Got to think where it's thrown. That has to be holding.
The defense needs to get them off the field. The offense needs to wake the hell up. I mean, that's if you're just tuning in, Dallas is up 3-0, but the offense has done absolutely nothing against this defense. Defense has looked pretty decent against Dallas, but that's kind of to be expected, but you need to get this offense off the field.
But you're looking at this defense, right? And they're playing well, and they've played well through the first 14 plus minutes. And then you see number 74, T.Y. McGill, on the field, And before 6 days ago, most people in Philadelphia would have gone, who?
Yeah, no, I'm saying who right now.
That's how decrepit and thin they are in the entire defense. And that's an issue because when the defense plays well and you have depth, then you cycle. When you don't have depth, these guys are going to start getting tired.
Dude's name's P.Y. McGill?
T.Y.
T.Y.
Yes. Like T.Y. Hilton, but his last name is
yeah,
McGill.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, if you, and I'm not even kidding about this, if you were to say, like, T.Y. McGill was a character in, like, a Beatrix Potter book, I would have been like, yeah, that
you're probably right.
Makes perfect sense. You say T.Y. McGill is a professional football player, I don't know if I'm buying that. And yet, here we are.
Well, he's a defensive tackle for the Eagles, so.
Sure. No Bruce Hector?
Oh, he was in the cycle, too. He's out there.
All right, because Bruce Hector's been Mr. like, released, brought back, released, brought back, released.
All right, real quick, are they going to do this again to us?
I think they are.
This prevent defense?
You love prevent. Here we go.
They're going to do this to us again.
They were able to hold it.
It's close, though.
They were able to hold it. But yeah, that's way too close for comfort. But you got to love Jim Schwartz in the prevent. All right, so end of the first. We will end up taking a break. The Dallas Cowboys are up on the Eagles 3-0. Dallas will end up punting coming up to start the second half. As we were talking about earlier, the offense has not done anything so far. So hopefully the offense, led by Carson Wentz, can get back into it. I am Pat Egan. He is Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic. The new iPhone XR is here at T-Mobile, and there's a whole lot to love. Like those perfect portrait mode selfies you're going to share.
Nice.
And how emojis now turn every FaceTime with the kids into fun time. In fact, the only thing you'll love more than your new iPhone XR is getting it included in the price when you get an unlimited plan. That's right. Only at T-Mobile get both unlimited and a brand new iPhone XR included for just $40 a month. You can get unlimited somewhere else. Or unlimited and a phone for the same price at T-Mobile. Join today and get four lines for just $40 per line with a new iPhone XR included for each line. That's $30 for the plan and $10 for the iPhone after qualifying trade-in and auto-pay. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store today. $40 per line for four lines after 36 monthly bill credits. Essentials customers may notice lower speeds and further reduction if using greater than 50 gigs per month. Video at 480p for well-qualified customers plus taxes and fees. If you cancel service, remaining balances due. Qualifying service and finance agreements required. Zero down plus $20.84 per month for 36 months. Full price $749.99, 0% APR.
Hey, Luke, what's up with you today? No beer or wings with your buddies, and you haven't sat down once to watch the game since we got here.
Shh, honey, please, I'm having a little discomfort.
As in pain?
Yeah, real pain in the, you might say. And lately, the day after I have a beer and greasy food, I'm really paying for it.
That's it, I'm making an appointment with
the Fanny Doctor.
The what?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson, fannydoctor.com. John, his brother, and sister have been patients for years, and they swear by him.
Tonight, I'm checking out fannydoctor.com, and tomorrow, we're making an appointment.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson DO at 215-379-0444.
1-800-GOD-JUNK can always get there quicker.
Because we've got more trucks,
more people,
and better systems.
All you have to do is point.
We're happy, hardworking heroes. We make problems go away.
We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
Point at anything you wish was gone.
Your wish is our command.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Trey Thomas, and it's game day. And that means two things, football and betting on football. And the place to handle all of your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now taking bets in New Jersey. Bet now on the app or WilliamHill.com. Put your money where your mouth is and place your bet right now at William Hill, America's number one sports book. The world bets with William Hill. 21 and up only, must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds are back home this Sunday night to face Dallas on a national stage. If you're going to the game, dress warmly. By game time, the temps should be slightly above the freezing mark. By game's end, temps will be around 28 degrees with a light wind.
This is Trey Thomas for Golden Nugget Jewelers. Are you in the market for an engagement ring? Purchase your ring from Golden Nugget Jewelers from now until Thanksgiving for your chance to win two tickets to the Birds game on December 3rd against Washington. The winner will also receive a Philadelphia Eagles prize pack. Golden Nugget Jewelers, located at 800 Chestnut Street in Philly, is family-owned for over 30 years and a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Flyers, and the Sixers.
Bill gets his energy from a small cup of coffee in the morning, then another cup at 10:30, plus a big cup in the afternoon. Oh, okay, two big cups. At PICO, we're working to make solar technology more accessible by connecting customers seamlessly to renewable resources. Because unlike Bill's coffee, that's the kind of energy that's sustainable. Learn more at PICO.com. PICO, the future is on.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Well, after the Dallas Cowboys tried to go for it on fourth and one, there was a false start. They punted. And then Josh Adams busted a nice, like, 20-yard run or so. It was a nice, really nice run. They just gave it to him again, so it's second five. He picked up 5 yards. If you can, I was thinking about this while I was watching Josh Adams, you know, run. Could you imagine if they were able to get two legit running backs? And I'm not talking like bell cows like Zeke, but like just legit, who were undrafted free agents in back-to-back years. And it just it, that would go to the it would really speak to the ability of Joe Douglas and his scouting department to, you know, find these hidden gems. Because Josh Adams, look, I'll be honest with you guys, I wasn't a big fan of, but when he's gotten time in the actual games, he's looked well. Or he's looked well. Jesus, I can't talk today. He's looked good.
Well, the UDFA is where guys is where good teams separate themselves and make themselves great teams.
Yep.
I mean, the Patriots have done it for a long time.
Yep.
The Steelers did it for a long time. The Packers were kind of one that they draft their guys and they stick with their guys. And that's kind of a long, you know, they get some good UDFAs along the way as well. If the Eagles can get up into that echelon, you've got yourself the makings of a franchise that could be good for 7, 10, 12 years.
Yeah, also they were showing, and he just caught a ball, so they were showing the monster season that Zach Ertz has had catching the football today. And he's about to break a record by some guy named Jason Witten.
Yeah, he was okay.
And the Jason Witten highlight, the thing that they had, whatever you want to call it, you know, of like him standing there in the Cowboys uniform, I noticed that he had his hairpiece. When is somebody going to tell Jason Witten no one's buying it? Like, no one. You know, LeBron can get by with the hairpiece and like the hair follicle extensions, whatever you want to call it. Like, he can get by with that because he's LeBron. No one's buying Jason Witten.
Listen, some of us need
hair.
Some of us need it.
You need it?
Oh, it's starting.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. Take a look at the hairline.
See, everybody thinks that I have that issue because
well,
I was wearing
hats all the time.
And I don't. I actually have a full head of hair. Third and one. Let's see if they can pick up the first down. Draped all over him, man. God, that's just good defense. That's just good defense. Fourth and one, and Wentz tries to fit in a ball to a very tight window. You know, I feel like if he just waited a little bit, he probably could have found another guy who wasn't, you know, as covered as Golden Tate was. Let's see if they go for it.
It sounds like they are from
the crowd, and Carson Wentz is on the field. This is where not having a guy, though, like J.J. really comes into effect, because you could just give it to J.J. and just bang it home. And, you know, they're putting Josh Adams in there, so let's see if Josh Adams will be able to pick up the first if they hand it off to him. Nope.
Listen, I know that Carson Wentz is the best player on this football team. And that's not deniable by anybody. He's the best player on the team. But when you have the understanding that you are going to go for it on fourth down, on third and one, why are you throwing the football?
Yeah, I was kind of curious to that too. You know, why are you throwing the football? Why are you going to basically your first read? When it was clear as day that he was covered. He was covered. And you're still going to him. And I understand they want to get Golden Tate involved early to, you know, show him he's a big part of the offense now, blah, all that crap. If the guy's covered, the guy's covered. So it's third and one. You're throwing your first read instead of going your second, third read. And you have the ability to roll out of the pocket. You have the ability to scramble for the first down. You're not a statue. You're a mobile quarterback. And yet you just botched that whole situation. You know what that is? That is Ronald Darby going for a big hit. That's what it is.
Well, and you used a really good word there. The word that you used was draped. And he was draped on him, on Golden Tate, from the time that that play started. I know it was a simple out route, but they clearly had the out route picked up. So you're right. You go to the second read. You move. You check down. Carson is the king of check down. We all know that that's his thing. So why not go to it? And again, it comes back to the question that I posed. If you know you're going to go for it on fourth down, why don't you run the ball on third down?
And there was a reporter who asked this question, and it seems like a typical sports radio like caller question. But it's actually, you know, has you scratching your head a little bit and wondering if they would do it. And the question was, would you ever consider giving Jordan Mailata to the ball? In like a situation just like that, fourth and one.
So a short yardage situation.
Because this guy was a rugby star who was just bowling over guys in Australia. Like, he's not an offensive lineman. Like, and you'll see it every once in a while. I saw it with the Temple game on Saturday night where they gave it to their defensive lineman, Freddie Booth-Lloyd, and he ran in for the score.
That's a big boy, though.
Yeah,
I don't think Mailata is built like that.
He's 330, but most left tackles aren't, right? Most offensive linemen probably aren't. My point is, though, this guy is used to running with a ball in his hand because he did it for years playing rugby. So because of that, fourth and one, he's active tonight. I wonder if he would possibly consider it down the line. Because in that situation, you're giving it to Josh Adams instead of literally just handing it off. Like, you could have even brought in Mailata as a fullback and just had him block.
What I would consider...
Like, if he's going to be active, man, I mean, I'm not saying obviously play him at tackle... But if you could get him involved in a short yardage situation like that, I'm all for that.
I don't know if I would necessarily give him the ball, but what I would do is put the doubt in the other team's mind.
Yeah.
And put him in the backfield as a fullback, or put him in the backfield as, you know, that kind of flex, the H-back.
Yeah.
And make them think about it.
That's what I'm saying. Just go in and put him as the fullback.
Problem is they don't ever play out of the eye.
I know.
So as soon as you do that, the defense is looking at something's up.
God forbid we just adjust. God forbid we add something to the playbook.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying they don't do it.
Look, it's very hairy high schoolish. It's very, you know, whatever you want to call it. It's gimmicky. But in that situation, you're going for it on fourth and one. What's going to help you best? What's going to help you best in that situation, in my opinion?
Well, it's like we
possibly could have helped.
It's like we talked about in the Carolina game. They didn't need a touchdown. They needed 2 yards. You know, and I think they lost sight of that a little bit.
Yeah, and
I think they lost sight of that a lot of it in the Carolina game and a little bit on third down there.
I feel like a lot of these games, man, they just, this season especially, they're losing the games themselves. Like, really the only game I feel like
Tampa Bay.
Kind of obvious was Tampa Bay, yeah, because they got blown out. But a lot of the games that they've lost, they're either blowing leads. It's stupid mental mistakes. It's getting complacent. It's dumb moves that you didn't see last year. You know, last year they would close out games. This year they're not. And we're sitting here with 10:26 left in the half. They're losing the game, albeit by 3 points. It's a one-score game. But my point is, last year, you never would have seen this. It would have been like 14-3. You know, the route would have already been on, I feel like.
Well, last year you're looking at a team that converts on fourth down there. You go and score a touchdown, at least it's 7-3.
Yep.
You're also probably looking at a team, though, we've talked about this a couple of times. At some point, a 13-3 team can't just be good. You have to get lucky at some point, as was evident by the play, you know, the Keanu Neal off the knee play in the playoffs. But you look at that Kamu Grugier-Hill play tonight. that he probably makes that play last year.
Yeah.
And that's not anything to say that Grugier Hill's a worse player than he was last year.
No,
or,
but like the luck factor.
Right, it's the luck factor
in.
Comes in at some point to say that, yes, the Eagles are the same team, but at some point they haven't had the success that they've had that they had last year because of the luck factor.
Yeah, third and two. Let's see what the Cowboys dial up here. They're on their own 30-yard line, so hopefully they can hold them. Dak Prescott. Thank God they're playing him. If they were playing like a serviceable quarterback, and that's the problem, is like you're coming up on that stretch where you're going to be playing like Drew Brees. Like, I mean, you watch the Saints and that offense, like, man, this is fun to watch. Oh, crap, we have to play those guys in a
couple
weeks. Well,
I mean, look at it. Over the next 7 weeks, yes, you've got Dak again. Yes, you've got Eli again. But you've got the Redskins twice, so Alex Smith twice. You've got Drew Brees. You've got Deshaun Watson. And you've got Jared Goff.
Yep. I mean, Jared... Oh, boy. Did they pick that up? I hope they didn't. They're saying it's enough for first down, and
it sure looked like it.
It did. I mean, the camera angle that they used was tough. It was tough because it was like literally right behind them. But
that is
fourth and two.
That's a play call from a team that is entirely desperate to win a divisional game.
All right, let's see. Let's see if they picked it up. It is all right. Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely
picked it up. He picked it up. And Collinsworth said it perfectly. Like, that's just him putting his head down, just barreling through guys. And you're right, that's a desperation play. The problem is, your offense now is standing on the sidelines even more. And they're thinking about the fact they haven't played well. And they're just getting more and more antsy. And, you know, really, you need this defense to step up and cause a turnover. Like, that's what you need. Because at this point, we've had, what, three offensive drives? Three, and the Cowboys, I mean, I don't have the stats in front of me, but I'm guessing they're leading by time of possession by a large margin. You know, it's like you're not going to win many games if you're just sitting on the sidelines with your offense, and then when you get an opportunity, you're going, you know, three and out. I mean, look, I'm not blaming the defense on that situation for not picking up it was a fake, because who the hell is expecting a fake punt when you're on your own 30-yard line? Not many people. Especially in the second half.
No, not in the position that they were in.
I'm not putting that on the defense. But my point is, you know, you gotta hold these guys.
By the way,
you gotta get a force.
Time of possession. Cowboys chomping up to just about 13 minutes. Eagles have 8 right now.
Yeah, it's like this is Chip Kelly. Like, you're gonna have trouble winning games like that. It's like big people beat up little people.
Oh, you only have 3 first downs. It's 3 first downs in the first, 22 minutes of football. They're 0 for 3 on third down conversions. They're 0 for 1 on fourth down conversions.
This team's still in London, man. This team is still in London.
Which is amazing because they had 14-plus days to prepare for this game.
Yeah, 14-plus days to prepare for a bad team.
A bad Cowboys team. You're right.
This isn't the 95 Cowboys. I mean, I don't know if they're aware of that. But Michael Irvin is
not coming onto that field.
And by the way, we haven't even mentioned this, Dallas is playing short. Like, they're on a short week. They played Monday night. So it's not like they had a week.
Well, without some of their best players. No Sean Lee. No Taco Charlton. Tavon Austin is what he is, but at least he's a gadget player that puts another thought in your mind.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, he's not a great player by any means, but he's a gadget player that worries you.
Yeah, when he's on the field, you got to worry about end arounds and whatnot. I mean, I still can't believe he went, like, what, 8th overall in the draft?
But... sure did.
Oh, jeez. It's Jeff Fisher being Jeff Fisher. Love Jeff Fisher. If you want a positive, though, the Cowboys have had 5 penalties. The Eagles have had none. Knock on wood, that continues. Second 11. But once again, like, you know, the clock's ticking away, and we're just still waiting for this offense to show a glimmer of that Super Bowl offense that we saw last season.
And this is the kind of game that the Cowboys probably wanted to play. You keep the Eagles' offense off the field.
Oh,
you tire their defense.
Absolutely.
And you just shoot clock.
Yeah, absolutely you do. And look, now it's going to be third and, what, one? Third and two at most? Wonder what they're going to do. Let's hand the ball off to Zeke. Like, this is just a frustrating football game. It's a very frustrating football game.
It's probably a frustrating hockey game, too, as you were going
to
say.
I'm used to saying frustrating hockey.
I'm sure
game.
You are.
Because, you know, you watch a lot of frustrating hockey in this city.
But here's the thing. You talk about that time of possession. It continues to creep up. all of a sudden this game's going to be at half. The Cowboys may have a, yep, you know, 6-0 lead. You're going to go, well, the Eagles have played poorly, but they're only down 6-0. And then the Cowboys get the football, and they chew off some more clock, and then all of a sudden it's halfway through the fourth quarter, and this game's 9-7.
And they pick up another first down. You know, the defense needs to get them off the field. It's Dak Prescott, man. Like, come on. And not only is it Dak Prescott, it's Jason Garrett's offense.
It's a poor man's Marcus Mariota.
I mean, come
on. And I know you can't stand him.
I can't stand him.
So that shows me what you think about Dak Prescott. With that being said, I've said I think Dak is good, and I think Mariota's a good quarterback too. But you should not be letting them dink and dunk their way down the field, because that's the kind of quarterbacks that they are.
Defense needs a turnover in the worst way. They need a turnover. Interception, fumble, sack. And this is what the Cowboys are to do. They're going to throw in first down, run on second down, get close enough, and then, you know, either run it because it's really close, or they're going to throw an end out to Cole Beasley. I mean, Cole Beasley out of the slot has killed the Eagles for how many years? How many years did that dude just murder the Eagles out of the slot?
That's a good question. Let's find out how long Cole Beasley's been in the league for. I want to say it's got to be close to 10 now. I would think.
The pride of SMU, Cole Beasley.
No, it's actually only 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It's actually only 7. This
Look,
is
here
the
you
seventh
go. They
year.
Run the ball. Wow. Jesus.
That was
Jesus,
a
man.
That was a really nice play,
yeah,
by Zeke.
You know what? And it's going to be a long. I mean, this is going to be a long day. It's going to be a long, long night. With plays like that, with situations like that, I mean, he hurdles the guy, and the only reason he's not in the end zone is because the momentum, he tripped over his own feet.
Who got totally, was that Trey Sullivan? That just
Why
got
is
totally
he in the game?
Up.
Why? Why is Trey Sullivan playing meaningful minutes? He's the defensive version of Josh Perkins. Are you kidding me? Trey Sullivan. Didn't we see enough of him in week one? Are you kidding me? Jim Schwartz is actually sitting here playing Trey friggin' Sullivan. My God, how far we've come. We were in the Super Bowl 9 months ago, and now I'm sitting here watching Trey Sullivan get embarrassed on a football field. Does anybody have a number for, like, Chris Maragos? No, you know what? Screw him. Anybody have a number on Macho Harris? Can we get Macho Harris back in here? Can we get CJ Gattis back in here? Trey Sullivan. Are you kidding me? Getting meaningful minutes. That's embarrassing. My God. No wonder he hurdled the guy.
At what point? This is a really simple question that probably has a much more complex answer. At what point are players going to stop trying to make tackles down around the knees? Because they don't give you anything productive. At best, you're going to be drugged by the guy. At worst, you're either drawing a penalty or you're getting hurdled. The hurdle is like the new stiff arm. The hurdle is like the new truck move. You know, every back thinks that they can do it, and very few can, but Zeke's one of them.
I'm mortified, you know? I'm mortified. And now we're sitting here talking about challenging the spot of the ball? Really? Like, we're going to waste a timeout? Challenging the spot of the ball? I mean, he better win it. He better win it, because if this costs him a timeout, he's just flat out getting out-coached.
Doug
Peterson
will be flat
Garrett. Out getting out-coached by a guy who has the most aerodynamic, iron crisp pants I've ever seen in football. I mean, my God, man. This is where we're at. Give me the time of possession just to piss me off more. I need my blood pressure to go up. Give me the time of possession, please.
Cowboys up to 15.5.
Eagles at
8. 14. And that just it continues to chew.
So if they keep chewing the clock and they score a touchdown, even if they don't, you're probably looking at the Eagles getting the ball back in the offense with 3 minutes left.
Right, and a deficit of 6-0.
And
likely. possibly 10. And you could get off the field with a missed field goal, but you're banking on a missed field goal.
And the way that the offense has played, it's very conceivable that the Cowboys could come back on the field before the end of the half.
8 out of 24 minutes? Yeah.
This is not how I don't think it, many Eagles. I mean, John from Gladwin had a perfect, which is, I mean, we
yeah, but even John
blowouts.
Wasn't concerned. John had no concern in his heart. It sounded like, at least, he said, oh, I think the Eagles win the game, but it's going to be close. Which, if you would even say that, that's fine. But most of us said 30 to 10, 34, 15, why, 14.
Why did I take the Eagles -7.5?
-7.5 screams an Eagles line.
Why did I do that?
It screams an Eagles line.
You know what happened last night to me? I bet the UFC fight.
And you won?
No.
Oh, you did not?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me you won and you got
no, it was
you got bold.
It was a 5-round fight. My dude who was winning the fight got slept with literally 1 second left in the fight. He got an elbow to the head.
He got knocked out with a second left in the fight?
1 second left in the fight. Literally, it was...
How does that even happen?
It's very frustrating. Let me ask you this. They were standing there 10 seconds left, and then all of a sudden they started swinging. And I'm thinking to myself, why are you doing this? Because
would he have won the fight if he'd stayed in the corner?
He was up on the cards.
That's dumb.
He would have won.
And I know very little about fighting.
And then the guy just cranked back with an elbow, knocked him out, and it was a stoppage with 4 minutes and 59 seconds. So I lost. I went from like being up $40 to being down 60. And that's how my day is gone. This whole day. Because that was at like 1 a.m. So this whole day has been, and now we're sitting here.
Now we're sitting watching a 3-0 game.
All right, so he did win. He did win the challenge.
What did he get, a yard and a half?
Yeah, it went from like the 1 yard line. He got like 3 yards. Now it's like 4.5. And maybe it was a yard. I don't know. It wasn't much. I mean, it was a very...
I know you're in a sport that you're fighting for every yard.
But
if you get that wrong...
Yeah, and that's my point. Like, is it worth it? Is it worth it to get it wrong? You know, because if you're able to stop them or hold them, and the next thing you know, you need those timeouts late down the road, but it wasn't an unsuccessful challenge. I don't know if it's worth it. As I say that, though, the run that Dak had just then, it might have been, you know, in the end zone had he not challenged it. So
this is the situation where Dak gets dangerous, though.
Yeah, you're right.
You know what I'm talking about? Short yardage.
Like when he dropped back and started running the ball right there, I'm like, all right, that's six.
And luckily, Fletcher made a really nice play.
Fletcher Cox, you know, made a great play. But, you know, it's third and goal here. And last season, what do we say about this defense? Constantly, bend, don't break. We need to see it again. Because this is a situation where I worry about Cole Beasley out of the slot.
Amari Cooper up top.
Yep. There's a lot of dangerous weapons that they could go to here. He's getting happy feet. They stopped him. All right.
Michael Bennett again.
Huge. The Angry Bird. I know that I'm the only one that gives him that nickname, but I think he looks like an Angry Bird.
Why don't you tweet it at him? See what he says.
I don't, because I have Twitter fingers and don't want to get my ass beat.
He might be the one to fight you.
Oh, he would absolutely fight me. Absolutely. Let's see.
That's good. I mean, it's good coverage all around.
So we will stick it. We will keep it here until the kick, and see what. It's a 31-yarder.
Your best friend too.
Yeah. Then the last time this guy went for a field goal, he made it 25, but he snuck it barely in. So let's see if he's able to possibly miss one. He is not. So. The Eagles trail the Dallas Cowboys 6-0. We will hit a break. 3 minutes, 41 seconds left for Carson Wentz and the Eagles to take the lead before the end of the half. I will remind you all that the Dallas Cowboys will get the ball to start the second half. I am Pat Egan. He's Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is advanced voice solutions from Comcast Business that grow with your business. Like conference calls you can join with one touch without clumsy dial-ins. Get started with voice and TV for just $34.90 more per month when you get fast, reliable internet. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 12/21/18. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Limited to one voice line and basic TV on one outlet. Requires Comcast Business Internet. Additional monthly charge. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. Certain voice features only available for an additional charge.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
We wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam. No more falling down your leg. Added arch support.
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Watch out, weekend to-do list. You're about to get crossed out, cut down, and crumpled up. You thought you were untouchable. Too big for little old me to handle. Whoops. Now that Walmart grocery pickup lets me shop for groceries online and pick them up without even getting out of my car, I got more than enough time to take you on.
Are you talking to me, hun?
To my to-do list.
My mistake.
Walmart grocery pickup. Order online, pick up curbside. There are more ways to Walmart.
Maria spent 60 hours working two jobs.
Can you take a double shift?
50 minutes a night preparing dinners.
Spaghetti again!
And 3 hours finding a babysitter for a much-needed girls' night out. But when it was time to meet her friends, it took her 3 seconds to realize she should have stopped by Advance Auto Parts to test her car's battery.
Really?
Think ahead. Think Advance. Get free battery testing plus batteries that deliver more performance and starting power in extreme conditions starting at $79.99 with free installation only at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details.
This is Brian Westbrook. Don't just watch football, bet on it too. And the place to handle all of your bets is William Hill, America's number one sportsbook with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now, taking bets in New Jersey. Bet now on the app or at williamhill.com. It's game day, and that means two things, football and betting on football. Bet with William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 or over. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Hey, guys. Andrea Helfrich with the Flyers here, and I'm about to give you the scoop on a ticket package you're going to love. It's called the Flyers Adidas Pack, and not only does it include a ticket to your choice of select Flyers games, but you also get a custom Adidas long sleeve tee plus the Adidas duffel bag that the players use. The best part, the Adidas pack starts at just $55. So go grab yours for select upcoming games right now at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
The one and only pub, a Pennsauken landmark and family tradition for over 65 years. The pub will be open this Thanksgiving at noon. It's the same great menu as always, or try the turkey dinner. Like all entrees at the pub, it comes with their famous salad bar. Also, the pub restaurant has the best deal for you. For every $100 you spend on gift cards on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, the pub will give you 2 extra gift cards free, a $50 value. This will only last 2 days, so be sure to stop in the pub, your headquarters for holiday parties. 856-665-6440.
It's time to switch to Citadel and experience the difference a trusted, locally owned financial institution can provide. Citadel, banking with one focus, you.
All right, the Eagles are driving right now. They just picked up another first down. I do want to remind you guys that this weekend's programming is brought to you by Recovery Centers of America. Don't miss the ribbon cutting event at Recovery Centers of America at Devon on Wednesday, November 14th from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Visit the community events page on 975thefanatic.com for details. So the Eagles right now, first and 10, they hit Zach Ertz, their safety valve, for another first down. So they are driving. They do finally look good. Kind of to be expected, though, because I feel like the Cowboys are probably playing a lot of prevent right now. And I know how much Tyler just loves prevent, but we do have a 2 minute warning. So a minute 53 left. The Eagles do trail the Cowboys 6-0. This really, though, is the first drive where we've seen some life from this team. They actually appear to be clicking.
Yeah. And you know, you talked about it, kind of the safety valve, Zach Ertz, but there is something more to Zach Ertz where you can use him as a receiver to stretch the field.
Yep.
And when you stretch the field with Zach Ertz, it opens the field for Golden Tate. It opens the field for Nelson Agholor. And it opens the field for the run game. So, yeah, he is a safety valve, but he's so much more than that. And those couple of passes that you see consecutive plays to Zach Ertz, now you open the field up.
Well, you know, it reminds me of this past few seasons, Hard Knocks. I don't know if you watched it, but when they played the Eagles in the preseason, Michael Kendricks, who obviously played in the Eagles last year, he was breaking down the team. Very accurate,
bluntly,
by the way.
Bluntly, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was, look, it's probably as blunt as many times. Like, I think that we looked at it like, oh, that's probably a one-off of, like, how dare he? I think that probably happens in every locker room of, hey, you were on these guys last year. I mean, I'm sure if the Eagles played the Lions later on in the season, I'm sure you heard Golden Tate saying the same thing. But
of course.
When he came to Zach Ertz, he said he's the best receiver on the team. Notice how I said receiver. And it's true. I mean, if you look at Zach Ertz, it's like his blocking has improved since the rookie year, obviously, but he's a receiver. He's a big target for Carson Wentz. By the way, I don't feel like he's been that accurate this game. I thought he's been a little bit off.
Even the pass to Nelson Agholor, I thought Agholor made a nice adjustment
Agholor made a much better play on the ball than Wentz made throw. Much better. And then, of course, you've got Chris Collinsworth making it out to be like Carson Wentz is
the greatest dime of all time.
Just dialing it in there. And I don't mean to bash on Carson, our baby, you know, but he hasn't looked good this game. Albeit, this drive, he's looked okay. But, you know, this game, it's just like he hasn't been as accurate. But this drive, though, as we said to begin this little rant, is the first time that we've really seen this offense
any kind of movement.
Hopefully they can punch in seven. And then we can finally get this monkey off their back. So that's what I think. It's a big part of it is like, all right, they know they've been sitting on the sidelines for a while. They know they're losing to an inferior opponent. And if they can just get a couple points on the board and get a touchdown, I think maybe you'll see them roll a little bit and start getting it going. So we will see. Tyler Zuli. You can follow the show on Twitter @Pat_Egan @TylerZuli. I got that right?
I always screw you up. I changed it. Midway through the season, I changed it.
Because you were T-Zool.
Correct. Trying to be a little bit more professional,
yeah,
you know.
Stop trying to be professional.
You know, we're
wearing sweatpants. What's the point of trying to be
professional? Actually, I'm in shorts now. It's too hot
in the
studio.
You're in shorts?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Too hot in the studio.
Oh, man. This is too cold from here for me. I'm about to bring in a space heater.
Andrew and I are the same way, man. We live in the Arctic.
Okay. All right. You picked it up.
It's got to be an incomplete pass.
I mean, we'll find out, but that wasn't ideal after saying how good they were looking.
Jason, that's all.
Corey Clement on a running back screen fumbles the ball. He picks it up.
I don't know if that's a catch. I don't think they're calling it a catch.
See, I think, yeah, it's that's close. And I'll give Chris Collinsworth credit because he just joked about how he doesn't know what a catch is after the Super Bowl debacle. But so it's 2nd and 10. Josh Adams is back in the backfield, and they are sitting on the 37-yard line, I think, of the Cowboys. So 1:49 left, as we talked about. It's crucial to get some points, and in my opinion, it's crucial to get a touchdown on this drive, not just points, but a touchdown wide open. Wow, great defense. That dude came out of nowhere.
Is that a Woozie?
Yeah. I mean,
product of Colorado, I believe. That was a great play.
Yeah, he was a second round pick.
I mean, that was a great play. You're right. I mean, he came out of nowhere to make that play.
He was the guy who Drew Pearson drafted after, like, going on a rant. Yeah, that is massive. I mean, because Alshon Jeffery's wide open. And
the issue is the way that Jeffrey's movement and momentum is taking him, he had no chance of getting back to that ball.
If Carson
throws a good pass,
no option. But
you know,
but
again,
now we're sitting here 3rd and 10, and I think if you've ever listened to our in game, you know our feelings on Jesus Christ. You know our feelings on Jake Elliott, who we're gonna probably have to see right here.
It's a long field goal attempt, too.
It's a long field goal, and I mean, Carson's looking at the sidelines like, can we stay in? But dude, it's 4th and 10.
And again, that's why the play to Ertz there isn't actually a terrible play call, because you're trying to get a couple of yards. I get that. But I mean when Wentz backpedals, he's on the logo, which means they're not much past the 40.
Yeah.
Or the 50, I should say.
They're staying on.
I don't know if I agree with this call.
I don't trust Elliott, but I don't know if I agree with this call. Even if they get it, I don't
this
know.
This has got to be a bait.
Call.
I think this might be a bait.
5 seconds? I don't think it's a... I mean, they're going to call a timeout. or half. Dallas took a timeout. It's Dallas not prepared. So, minute 38. I don't like this at all. I mean, the problem is, I don't have faith in Jake Elliott. I know you don't have faith in Jake Elliott. I don't think a lot of fans have faith in Jake Elliott. How does a coach have faith in Jake Elliott? Like, to send him out there, if he misses this, if he missed this and you go into the half with no points against Dallas at home?
I got to see what that they see in practice. Because what we see on the field during the games, it's not acceptable.
During the games is all I care about. I don't care what the hell
That's what when you ask the question, what do they see out of him? There's got to be something in practice that they see. Because there's nothing that I see in game that makes me justify putting him out there again.
This is ugly. You know, they'll have a couple plays where they look like, all right, this is the Eagles, we're back, we're good. They're clicking. And then all of a sudden it's like, nope. You know, one thing goes wrong, next thing goes wrong. I mean, the shot to Alshon Jeffrey that Awuzie made a great play on was really the first like downfield shot that they've taken.
And it wasn't a great ball.
No, and I want to give the guy credit. It is, I love this Twitter handle. Wise Ass Mofo says,
all right.
Says, when are people in 97.5, the Fanatic, going to start giving heat to the offensive coordinator, Mike Rowe? Because he's the major difference from last year, and he's obviously crap. Now, I don't know if he's crap necessarily.
But I agree with you. I'm ready to give him heat.
But this offense, and I think the reason why, to answer the guy's question, and Jake Elliott's out for the field goal, I think the reason why is because a lot of people just assume, myself included, that while he's the offensive coordinator, it's really in name only, it's Doug Peterson running the plays. You know, it's his offense. So I think that's why. But who's ever calling the plays for this team has not been good.
Well, no, there's a hand from Grow, just like there's probably a hand from Deuce. But I don't know if it's...
Oh, my God.
It's mostly Doug.
He hit it.
He crushed that ball.
He was good from 61. It was a 56-yard attempt.
Where did they get that number from?
I don't know why they put that up there.
I don't know where they get that number from.
Yeah,
but
he's good. He's good from 61. And then I look up, and then tiny little lettering. No, that was good from like 58 or something. Whatever it was.
I guess that's what they were trying to say was, that's how deep he could have made a field goal without it being suspect to hitting the crossbar.
All right, well, the Eagles finally get on the board, kind of. I mean, we'll call it that, if you want to. A field goal, 50-something yard field goal by Jake Elliott. It was right down the middle, so that's positive, because he hasn't done that much this season. But the offense, as I said earlier, the offense is still in London. It has not looked good. A minute 33 left in the half. And we will keep it here. Oh, okay, I see what they're saying, Tyler. They're saying it would have been good from 61. It was. See, that's confusing. I mean, I like it because it's no extra stuff, but they're saying it would have been good from 61. It was actually like a 56-yarder. Now, the question is, do we want to keep it here until the end of the half? Yeah, I want to keep it here. Yeah, let's keep it here, and then let's take we'll come back and take the phone calls like Drew from Westchester, and he's ever on hold now. We'll take those calls. But we're going to keep it here after the half, and then we're going to break and take your reaction. 610-632-0975. This offense just has not looked good, man. And it's at this point, we're in week 10. And how much of it is, hey, Carson Wentz is coming off knee surgery, give him a break. How much is it, hey, Lane Johnson's out for the game, they're dealing with a backup right tackle. How much of it is this team just isn't as good as they were last year? I mean, maybe it's a combination of all of that. But when you're going up against Dallas, and this isn't a good Dallas team, this is a frustrating football game.
Well, of course. You know, you're not looking at an 8-0 Dallas team. You're not looking at the 13-3 team we saw a few years ago. You're looking at a Dallas team that really kind of gets in its own way. It's a fan base that's waiting for the shoe to drop just like we were for a long time. That's a big play, though.
Yeah, that's a huge sack. Huge, huge sack. And that's the good thing so far. I mean, if you want to take one positive out of this game early on, it's the fact that the defensive line has really been able to force pressure on Dak Prescott. And I know you talked about that earlier on, like, one of your keys to the game is getting at the quarterback, getting at Zeke and making it uncomfortable for him. They've done that. So hopefully, you know, you're going to have safe Jason Garrett. He's just going to, you know, take a couple knees and want to go in the in a halftime. The problem is the Eagles have all their timeouts, so they could theoretically get the ball back. So that's why I don't think they will do that.
And they did just take their first.
They just took their first. Yeah, yeah. So it's 1:05 left, 2:23. Dak Prescott has been knocked down twice, hit twice, sacked three times, 23 dropbacks. So the Eagles' defensive ends, they are getting at it. And you got a guy like Fletcher Cox make a huge stop the last time they were in the red zone on a scramble play by Dak. So 2:23, hopefully the Eagles can hold them here. They do a draw play to Zeke. Just got to wrap him up, man. Just wrap him up. So now we're looking at probably a 3rd and 10, I would guess. I mean,
yeah, probably right back to the initial line of scrimmage, I would think. Here's the issue I have with that play, though. You know, you've got him at 3rd and long now, but I think that the thought process of that play was everybody knew Zeke was getting the ball.
Yeah.
Whether it was a draw or a straight run, I think we all knew he was getting the ball.
It's either going to be a draw, a straight run, or a screenplay. But you're going to get the ball in the hands of your biggest weapon. And I'm sorry, that's not Amari Cooper. I know everybody's enamored with Amari Cooper. Amari Cooper's been on the team for 2 weeks.
Zeke's their best player. And
Zeke's
it's not
their
close.
Best player. It's not even, yeah, he knows the ins and outs of the offense. He knows the playbook. The offensive line's comfortable with him. Like, this isn't difficult. If it's a key moment, they're going to Zeke. They're not going to Amari Cooper. Unless it's going to be 3rd and 15, they might go to Amari Cooper here. But, oh, look at that. It's a screen pass. And they're going to pick it up. Are you kidding me? Tyler, that's your defense, man. That's that safe defense. Like, we literally just discussed this. Screen pass.
What the hell's going on out here?
You know, and my issue is, Jim Schwartz walks around like on the sidelines like he invented the game of football, and he can't figure out that literally any time it's 3rd and long with the Cowboys, they've gone to some kind of screen. Every single time they've gone to a screen.
Accountability is a huge factor, and we just talked about it. I think for our last caller brought it up. When do we start talking about the accountability for Mike Groh? Oh, when do we start talking about the accountability for Jim Schwartz too? Because it's time. And I think it's been time.
I'm some jagaloon who can't even win a championship in Madden, and I can figure out that if it's 3rd and long, they're going to do a screenplay. You got Jim Schwartz getting paid hundreds of thousands of dollars a year, and this guy can't figure out, hey, it's going to be a screenplay. And now, instead of being off the field, now we've got the Cowboys driving. Awesome. That's ideal. 44 seconds left. Clock stopped. 1st and 10. The Eagles trail by 3. And they're just going to start doing this ding and dunk offense.
They need a strip sack or a fumble or an interception in the worst way possible.
But they're not going to get it. I mean, let's be real. They're not going to get it because...
Not the way they played tonight.
Dak is going to back up and literally pick you apart with 3, 4, 6 yard plays. He's content with just going to the sidelines of all these guys. He's going to go to the sideline. That play that you just saw, you're going to see that 15 times probably. Because the Cowboys have no more timeouts. So they're just going to... You literally just need to guard the sideline. And you should be all right. 40 seconds. 2nd and 9. All right, the good news is it wasn't a touchdown.
Well, and here's the thing. Here are these no-name receivers.
Well, Allen Hurns isn't a no-name, but...
He might as well be.
Yeah, I mean, the problem... And then they're in. Like, you know, Jim Schwartz... I'm done with Jim Schwartz, man. I'm absolutely done.
Hey, y'all!
Get him the hell out of here. His defense has been terrible. And not just this game. Not the game before, the game before that, the game before that. No, it's been bad since the Super Bowl. It's been bad. Terrible.
And the problem is, it's excusable in a Super Bowl that you win. You know, you win that game, nobody cares about how many points you give up. Nobody cares about how many points you won by. It could have been 100-99, and we would have all been thrilled. But when you start to get exposed in the regular season to bad teams like the Buccaneers, and the Cowboys, and the Tennessee Titans, This is where the issues come around.
610-632-0975. We will, I don't want to break because of the you know, end of the half. You never know what could happen. So let's go to a phone call. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Nothing positive.
No, I don't think I got enough beer for tonight. I was expecting this game to be over by halftime.
Anything still open? You could go take a trip at half real quick?
Yeah, right?
I mean, there's so many things on Netflix that you could watch that would bring you enjoyment. More so than this defense right now. And furthermore than this offense.
This is brutal right now, guys. I don't know what to say.
How do you turn it around?
Where's Golden Tate at? Did we make a trade for him?
They did, and thanks for the phone call, Drew. I mean, they tried to like bring him in a little bit, you know, get him involved.
I think he probably has two catches tonight
in the offense. Yeah, I mean, he's been returning punts. But it goes back to what I said a little bit ago, which is the first shot that they took downfield was that Alshon Jeffrey pass that Awuzie broke up
with a minute and a half to go.
Yeah.
In the second
quarter.
Other
than that, they've been playing this safe, safe offense. Doug Peterson didn't win a Super Bowl playing safe. He didn't. Now, I don't know what's happened to this guy. I don't know if Apollo Creed needs to drag him out west and show him the eye of the tiger or what. But this is just bad. This is bad coaching. This is bad football. This is inexcusable. You know, there are people in that stadium that spent hard-earned money to watch this, to watch 3 points, 13 seconds left in the half, and virtually no hope whatsoever to watch what? One good play from one good run from Josh Adams? The only people that have shown up are the defensive line. That's it? Oh, my God. Look, a shot. I mean, this is just bad. Let's take Andrew from Philly before we break. Andrew, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, guys. How's it going? First time, long time. So you talk about earlier you talked about is it the regression of not regression, but like is it Carson Wentz not playing well? Is it this or that?
Yeah.
Listen, it's the loss of Frank Reich and Dave DeFilippo. That's all it is. That's all it is.
I don't want to buy into that too. John DeFilippo, I'll buy a little bit because apparently he's like the boy wonder. Frank Reich, I honestly don't buy into too much just because of the fact that we said it earlier. Doug Peterson's offense. Although, look, it's week 10. They haven't played well. Maybe I'm completely off base. Maybe I need to stop saying that and change my opinion on it. But, go ahead.
It hasn't been talked about enough. It really hasn't been talked about enough. I mean, I listen to all these stations, and no one has really talked about, in a minimal way, the loss of these two guys. Last year we had them. Our offense was buzzing. Our whole team fed off the offense. Our defense was playing well, I think, because of how well the offense is doing. But now we lose DeFilippo, we lose Frank Reich, and now we're back to 2016. This is the exact same team, the exact same offense that was going on in 2016. And I don't understand how you can minimize that, how you can not talk about the loss of Frank Reich and Dave DeFilippo.
Yeah, and Andrew, and I appreciate the phone call. Here's the thing. It's been brought up. It's mainly been brought up, though, by callers, and I'll give you that. It's not been brought up by hosts too much, and I think it's the reason of why I said I think a lot of hosts agree that when you've got an offensive coach, you don't blame the offensive coordinator so much because you're blaming the coach because you figure, all right, he's an offensive coach. He's probably running things on the offense. Defensive coach, he's probably running things on the defense. So with that situation, if it's a defensive coach, you're probably blaming the offensive coordinator. You're not blaming the coach. With this situation, though, this offense, and we talked about it a little bit earlier, has not looked the same. They've been playing it safe. And I don't know if that's Doug Peterson. I don't know if that's Mike Rowe. I don't know if that is the loss of John DeFilippo and Frank Reich. Maybe it is, because as I said, it's week 10 now. Maybe I have to change my opinion. Something needs to change, though, for sure. Because this is just flat out inexcusable. It is Pat Egan and Tyler Zuli on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my friend Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So here's the deal. We've been doing this for 10 years, Bob. Yeah, I hear you got news.
And this is the biggest news in 10 years from us.
What's going on?
And you remember Spring Garden Lending provides bridge loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philadelphia market?
Of course. You're faster than the bank, cheaper than alternative lenders, closing loans in 3 weeks.
Ha, good memory. Now we've added a new, unique product to the lineup.
What is it?
We're offering construction to permanent financing with long-term traditional bank rates.
All right, now what are the perks?
Only one closing and customers save on fees and all the hassles.
All right, so you're a player who can now hit and field.
Exactly.
All right, let me get this straight. I'm a real estate developer. Spring Garden Lending gives me a loan to build or renovate a building. Work's done. I lease the property, and then my loan automatically converts to permanent financing.
You got it.
Wow, real estate developers, listen up. Spring Garden Lending's offering one-stop shop construction to permanent financing. Stay tuned for more home runs from Bob Marino and Spring Garden Lending.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. Did you know that 1 in 7 people will develop a substance disorder in their lifetime? Recovery Centers of America can help you or a loved one that needs help. Addiction is a disease, not just a lapse in judgment. Actually, addiction is a disease of the brain and it can be treated. So why do so many people act like it's something to be ashamed of? Recovery Centers of America wants to change the way we think about addiction. They want to bring it out in the open and get rid of the old stigma. Call them at 1-800-RECOVERY 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at Recovery Centers of America. They treat addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity recovery centers with high-quality, evidence-based treatment. I've toured their grounds myself, and they're incredible. It takes great courage to accept help with your addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. Recovery Centers of America will even come pick you up when you call 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. Don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone, that's okay. Visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
Anna doesn't want to know how the internet works or how her smart TV streams her favorite shows. All Anna really wants to do is camp out on the couch until the storm passes. At Pico, we're investing in innovative technologies like reclosers, so your power is ready when you are. And so when Anna finds a new show she likes, she can binge watch for hours. Learn more at Pico.com. Pico, the future is on.
No matter the job, a bad leak in your roof, tired and faded siding, or windows and doors that are inefficient, Rutter Roofing has the answer. We respect your time by making sure each homeowner has the amount of communication needed to ensure their project exceeds their expectations. How many times have you heard of someone having a problem, but the contractor they hired is out of business? We have the longest manufacturer-backed warranty and work primarily in the PA suburbs, so you're fully covered. Go to RutterRoofing.com. That's R-U-T-T-E-R, roofing.com. We will protect your house.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds are back home this Sunday night to face Dallas on a national stage. If you're going to the game, dress warmly. By game time, the temps should be slightly above the freezing mark. By game's end, temps will be around 28 degrees with a light wind.
Natalie Eganoff here to tell you about the only name you need to know when shopping for an engagement ring. Family and Company Jewelers, our own Andrew Salchunas recently got engaged. He took my advice and met with Angelo and the team at Family and Company, and they helped him pick out the perfect ring. Family and Company has been the most trusted jeweler in South Jersey for over 80 years. Go to familyjewelers.com or visit their showroom on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, and see for yourself. Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination. We'll be right back.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 97.5thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
Are you an adult whose life is being affected by the symptoms of ADHD? ADHD is a condition that generally develops during childhood, but for the millions of adults who never received a diagnosis as a child, adult ADHD continues to affect their daily lives. Are you restless and easily bored? Do you suddenly jump from one task to the other and find it difficult to finish what you've started? If you're between 18 and 55, and this all sounds a little too familiar, you may be interested in being a part of a research study testing an investigational medication for adult ADHD. All participants in this study will be seen by a research doctor and receive the study medication plus all study-related care at no cost and be eligible for compensation for time and travel. If you have ADHD or think you may have ADHD, call the Center for Emotional Fitness at 866-DOC-LEON to learn more and see if this research study is right for you. That number again, 866-DOC-LEON, 866-362-5366.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, it's Courtney Force, driver of the Advance Auto Parts Chevy Camaro SS Funny Car. Did you know that at any time, 1 out of 4 car batteries is about to fail? That's why you should think ahead and have your battery checked for free at Advance Auto Parts. We have batteries starting at $79.99, and there's never a charge for battery installation with purchase. Visit Advance Auto Parts or any participating CarQuest Auto Parts today. Think ahead. Think Advance.
See store for details. Services available on most vehicles at most locations.
The Philadelphia Flyers Corona Extra Beach House Package is available now for select October and November games. Starting at just $99, this package will give you a ticket to the game, plus all-inclusive food and beer pregame throughout the second intermission in the Corona Extra Beach House located on ice level. You can't beat this incredible package at an all-for-one price. Grab Corona Extra Beach House packages today at PhiladelphiaFlyers.com.
The moment sports fans live for? Well, they just got better. William Hill, America's number one sports book, has just touched down in New Jersey. They've been taking bets on sports for over 80 years. So if you've got a gut feeling, bet with William Hill on the app and at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
I'm riled up. Our Philly sports teams aren't playing up to their potential. After last year, we all were expecting much more. It's time to step up and play like true contenders. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need your heater to step up and perform. Duquesne Furnaces from Riley Sales have set the standard for over 50 years. The right choice right now, Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com. RileySales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get that job done right.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missanelli afternoon.
Voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Here's a recap of the first half. It sucked. All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Brandon in Washington Township, I assume. Brandon, you're on the Fanatic.
Yo, all right, here's what I want to say. Yo, Carson Wentz is the best quarterback in the league. All we need is for him to keep putting on all night, and we're going to win this game. Dallas sucks.
All right, yep, thanks for the phone call, Brandon. I appreciate that. Hopefully he can start putting it on because he hasn't done it yet. I don't know what to say about that. Do you have any thoughts on that call?
No, because he hasn't done anything tonight. I mean, he's overshot a couple of receivers.
I don't want this.
Nelson Agholor made a nice play.
I don't want this to make me sound like I'm a hater.
No, there's no Carson Wentz hate. It's just are allowed to objectively say when a guy's had a bad game.
He's not played great. So to say he's got to keep doing it. No, he's got to start doing it. That's all I'm asking. Just start doing it. Let's go to Sammy in East Brunswick. Sammy, you're on the Fanatic.
What I'd like to say about this first half is the Eagles' offense sucks, and their defense is even worse. And a question I have... Oh, wait a minute. Did I disconnect?
Nope, you're good. You're good, man. You're good. Yep, defense sucks. Offense sucks. Defense is even worse.
Yeah, the question I have for Jim the Genius Schwartz is, how come every single time it's third and long, even if it's only 7 yards that they have to get, he plays the defenders at least 10 yards back?
God bless you, Sammy. God bless you. Thank you.
I can't understand it, man.
Preach. Preach, Sammy.
What is this guy seeing? It doesn't see that everyone else can see.
Sammy, and I appreciate the phone call, man. We've been saying that for weeks.
Weeks now.
Really, I got to give Tyler credit because he's the one who really started banging the drum on Jim Schwartz playing terribly when it's third.
Play scared, die scared.
And then for this game, for me, it's been, you know, let's just not realize what a screen pass is at any point when it's third and long. And by the way, the second half has started. The Cowboys will get the ball, as we said. What a hit. What a hit. You know, I tweeted this during the half. The only people who've shown up are NBC, the fans, and the defensive line.
And Michael Bennett.
And I put the whole defensive line as a whole. I thought they
Fletch has played well.
Chris Long's played pretty well.
Yes. Grant.
I mean, I realize as a whole, I thought they played pretty well. Michael Bennett just, I mean, he blew Dak up. Blew him up. So you know what that means? There's going to be a run play next. So Schwartz will probably play off. Let's fit in PJ in Virginia. PJ, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, so I'm super pissed right now. I called in earlier and talked to a guy named Rob, and all I heard all day today was how the Eagles were going to blow up the Cowboys, all this other stuff.
Yep, I'm guilty of that.
I am too.
All I got to say is this is Eagles Cowboys. Nobody's excited. This is a rivalry game. It doesn't matter. These guys, they're hurt. They don't feel good. They're a wounded dog.
Yep.
And everybody's saying we're going to roll all over them. That's not the truth. We got questions, man. We got questions in the secondary.
Yep.
We got questions in our running game. I love my Philadelphia Eagles. I streaked down Roanoke, Virginia when we won the Super Bowl because I love my Eagles.
Yeah.
But this is crazy.
No,
dude.
But PJ, you're right, man. I mean, look, I got to say, it's another third and 16. Let's do another screen pass.
Dude, I there's so many questions on this. Thank you for a tackle, and we're going to get the ball back. But I got a lot of questions for this team.
And PJ, I appreciate the phone call, man. Look, you're right. All right, you are. for people like PJ or people like John from Gladwin, you're like, hold on, stop talking about this being a blowout. And I'm guilty of it. And Tyler's guilty of it. But stop talking about, you know, hosts like us and really the rest of the station saying, all right, hey, we're just going to walk all over them. Because you guys are right. Because the reality is, all season long, we haven't walked over anybody. And what the hell is going on? What the hell was that, Golden Tate? Thank God you didn't fumble the ball. What the hell did I just watch? What the hell is going on?
Screw London. What's going on out here?
This team is still in Minneapolis celebrating the Super Bowl. PJ's right, man. We said talking about the next time I come on the air talking about this game won't be close and they're playing this squad and fill in the blank. Punch me in the face and remind me of this. Remind me of this game. Because at this point, if they were playing Stony Brook University, they'd be struggling. That's what I've learned. Let's go to, I don't know where to go with this team. They don't learn from the mistakes. They don't learn from the mistakes. I'm not going to go to Chris. I'm not going to go to him. I see him on hold. He's gotten on before. He says some stuff. I'm not going to hold. Chris, you might as well hang up, man. I'm not going to go to you. You're kind of a hater. I don't mind talking to you all fair, but you're kind of a hater. I'm not letting you on. This is frustrating, though, man. It's like this team continues all season long to get in their own way. And the problem is, as fans, Tyler, we wait all week for this. And the caller is right. PJ's right. John's right. We talk ourselves into believing that this team will blow out the competition because why? They're inferior. And the reality is it's week 10 and they're not inferior. Now, on paper, they should be inferior.
Right. The should be is where it comes into play.
But the complacency with this team is astounding to me.
You win one Super Bowl and everything changes. Your thought changes. Your mind changes. Your heart changes. I'm not one to listen. Last year was great. Last year was phenomenal to see the team win its first Super Bowl in 50 plus years. But last year is last year. You have to come with a fire. You have to play with an intensity that we've not seen from this team. And we've not seen that, like you said, we've seen a lot of complacency from this Eagles team. Offensively and defensively.
This is what I want to do. For the rest of the season, when the boss says do in game, let's just bring in a DVD player and just replay the Super Bowl. It's more fun.
I
think it's more fun. You know? We can just relive it. Because that's more fun than watching the Dallas Cowboys with a bunch of who are theys outplaying the Philadelphia Eagles. And earlier it looks like the Eagles are continuously with the attitude of, yeah, it's only a matter of time. And you know what? Maybe it is. Maybe it's only a matter of time. Maybe I'm overreacting, whatever.
No, but you're not now. It's week 10. If this was week 2, you're not overreacting.
He never got turned around. I mean, I don't think that's pass interference. But
no, it's good coverage.
It's just good coverage. And credit to the Cowboys cornerbacks, by the way, because they've had pretty damn good coverage all game. And that's another example of trying to get Golden Tate involved. But you cannot continue to think, yeah, you know, hey, we'll get him next drive. Like, when is next drive this drive?
Next drive turns into next quarter, turns into next half. We'll see you next week.
Turns into next game.
And that's why this team's 4-4. You know, there was no, well, the team should be 6-2. They should be 2-6. They've got lucky. They've gotten unlucky. We've talked about the luck factor.
This team will get absolutely smacked against New Orleans.
Oh, they're going to get killed.
I mean,
and then the fact that we say that, they'll end up finding a way to win that game 10-7.
Yeah, of course.
The defense will play the game of its life.
Yeah, Kamara will have 20 yards rushing and no touchdowns and catch nothing out of the backfield. And Michael Thomas will have like 2 catches for 17 yards. Yeah, of course. Because it seems like they kind of play up to their competition and play down to their competition.
This game.
Prime example.
Well, and you know what the problem is? There are games and it's mounting now. When we looked at it at the beginning of the year, and a lot of people here say, I don't like to do the win-loss. I like to do the win-loss because I like to look back on it and go, what changed in this game? What changed for that game? When we were looking at the schedule, we looked at the division and went, well, they should be 5-1.
Yeah.
At least 5-1. And now you have to almost go 6-0 to win the division.
Yeah,
that's not possible.
I'm not a big, like, you're talking about, like, when the schedule comes out,
right? Yes, yes.
Yeah,
you look at it in, like, April. And then you look at it again in the beginning of August.
Yeah, I should never
do that. And then you reevaluate the day before week one starts.
Just because you're always wrong. You know, it's always like, there's always like some team you expect to be good that sucks. There's always some team that, you know, expect to be good. Like last year, it was like everyone had the Raiders in the AFC Championship game, and nobody had the Rams. The Rams was like, oh, that's a win. And the Rams ended up being like, it was a win.
It was the toughest game they played.
Yeah, exactly. Good
catch.
That's
a good grab.
That's a great catch. That is a great catch. Now, this goes, final, I mean, Zach Ertz seems like he's fired up. I mean, the offense needs to start smelling themselves a little bit and, you know, gain some confidence. Hopefully this drive will do it, but that is a hell of a catch, man.
I think that route right there, the one that Ertz just ran, it almost emblemizes him because that's his go-to route.
Well, that was the one that he scored on in the Super Bowl.
Yep.
I mean, that was the one that Chris Collins was saying for 45 minutes, it wasn't a catch and it was a catch.
Oh, it was.
And we all knew it was a catch. Which, granted, to Collinsworth credit, he joked about it earlier and kind of admitted he was wrong a little bit. Oh, bad run. Bad run. Bad, bad run. God, that doesn't even look like Doug Peterson.
It's weird. He looks like a grandfather.
Yeah, he really does.
Like, he looks like he should be coaching the Pee Wee team.
Yeah.
That's not the Doug we remembered last year.
No. All right, there's an injured Cowboy. Malik Collins is down. Second and 13. The Eagles are driving. Look, I said this last time they're in the red zone. I will say it again. It is so important that they get a touchdown here. So important.
You make this a 13-10 game.
They're making Robin Hood a movie again. Like, come on. And you know what the worst part is, man? I'm probably going to end up seeing it.
You see every movie.
Yeah, I know.
There hasn't been a movie made in the last 5 years.
No, there has.
There haven't been a few.
I will say, Wreck-It Ralph 2 is the movie to go see over Creed 2.
Really?
I will say, hot take.
Really?
Hot take.
Let me ask you this. Was Creed not any good?
No, it was good. It was, once you kind of figure out what they're doing, it's predictable.
Bro,
it was good.
Like I said to you,
it's worth the price of admission. It's worth the price of a ticket. You know, and in Philadelphia, it'll stay in theaters till March. So I'm not saying it was bad by any means. Wreck-It Ralph 2, though, was incredible.
All right, fair enough.
Wreck-It Ralph 2 might finish in my top five of the year. So damn good. But
let me ask you this. Totally unrelated to your Wreck-It Ralph point. The Eagles go and they score a touchdown here. It's 13-10.
Wait, we're getting back to football?
Oh, we're going
to
talk football.
Come on.
It's crazy. We're gonna do what we're supposed to
do. People wonder why I go to the movies all the time. It's to make me forget about games like this. And then you got to stretch me back
in. I got to bring it right back.
Yeah, I know. Well, that's why we brought it up.
They score a touchdown here. They make it 13-10. You know, we talked about this a lot over the last couple of weeks when teams would start to mount comebacks against this team. Are you confident down three? Because I still don't feel confident.
No. God, no.
And we've said yes every week. We said yes against Carolina. We said yes against, who was it? It was Tennessee. We said, you weren't here, but we said yes against Minnesota.
Yeah. No, I mean,
And we were wrong every time. So to say no.
No.
That shows you where this team's gone.
No, your expectations change. Your expectations change.
You move the goalpost.
You have to. God, Kyle Busch just says like a punchable fish. Real punchable face.
He ain't going to lose, though.
He ain't going to lose. I'll tell you what. You look at Kyle Busch's wife.
He didn't lose.
That dude did not lose.
He didn't lose.
I mean, she's clearly in it for love. I'll tell you that much. Because, oh boy. Not like that guy kicked out his coverage. And by the way.
He's probably making some really
hashtag,
good money, too.
Hashtag sarcasm. His wife's gorgeous, and that dude looks like a mountain troll. All right, back to the game. 13-3. We're back from commercial break. The ball's at the 16-yard line? 14-yard line?
Yeah, it's inside the hash.
Right. I screwed that up. Screenplay. What the hell?
Trick play. All right.
Hey.
You know what? They're trying something.
That's the thing. I just like that they tried it.
They tried it.
I just like that they got creative. Because that's what they need. I mean, because at this point, like, watching this game, wow, they're slowing that ball down, and that was impressive, man. I didn't realize it at the time because you saw the ball come out of his hand,
And it looks sharp.
It looks sharp.
All right, here we go. 3rd and 7. And basically, it's 3rd and goal because...
Oh, yeah, you're going for it.
Yeah, I mean...
You have to.
The first down marker is at the 1-yard line.
I mean, you don't have to, but it would make sense.
All right, let's see what they do. Nope.
Jeffrey got popped.
He did, and that was a bad throw.
I mean, truly
that was a
popped.
bad throw. He was open, and that's a bad throw, and that's a throw that he makes last year. But that's a bad throw.
And now you send the field goal unit on.
Yep.
Because you don't get anything out of that that play. You have to kick the field goal.
I don't think he stopped. Collinsworth's asking if he stopped the run. I don't think he stopped at all.
No, he just got cracked.
I mean, that's a bad throw, though. I mean, you had him. And now I've got a 26-yarder with a kicker that isn't all that accurate, you know, within 50. All right, so he drills it. All right, thank God. We'll take a break. The Eagles down 13-6. They're down by a touchdown. There is 9 minutes, 36 seconds left. If you want a positive, it's the fact they at least got some points on the board. The negative is they still have yet to get in the end zone. The offense hasn't looked good. The defense looked even worse. The defensive line has showed up. Zach Ertz has showed up. That's about all has showed up. Carson Wentz has not been sharp. And hopefully that the defense will be able to force 3 and out here, and we will get the offense back on the field. We will take a break. It is Patty, and it is Tyler Zuli. It is in-game analysis on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
Ever take your pet on trips? Buy your furball gifts? Of course! Pets are part of the family, and we want to take care of them. That's why Ardent Credit Union developed its new Lend a Paw line of credit. It's on-demand cash at a fixed 8.99% annual percentage rate to help cover that unexpected trip to the vet or training and boarding expenses. Learn more about the Lend a Paw line of credit by calling 800-806-9465 or visit ardentlendapaw.com.
Grit. It's not just a word, it's a way to live. At Ardent Credit Union, we believe that having the perseverance and passion to never quit in the face of adversity says a lot about a person. This fall, Ardent Credit Union wants to reward local high school athletes with grit. Does your son or daughter have an unwavering work ethic on and off the field? Visit 975thefanatic.com/contest/grit to nominate your student athlete with grit. And your kid could win a $100 gift card courtesy of Ardent Credit Union.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. Over 200 people die from a drug overdose every day. That's nearly 75,000 people per year. Chances are you know someone struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol right now, but for whatever reason, we don't like to talk about it. Addiction is not just some sign of weakness. Addiction is a disease, and we need to treat it like a disease, not something that we should be ashamed of. Recovery Centers of America can help you or a loved one as you go down your road to recovery. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. They'll take your call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You can check in anytime, day or night. They'll even pick you up and drive you to one of their very welcoming and comforting treatment centers. It takes great courage to accept help with your addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. I recently took a tour of RCA at Devon. Everyone I met there was warm and welcoming. The kind of people you want to make you feel comfortable. Don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Call them right now at 1-800-RECOVERY. And if you're not ready to speak to someone, that's okay. Visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Don't be another statistic. Call 1-800-RECOVERY now.
Hi, this is Jim Lampley. Every sport has a champion. Every champion has a journey. Every journey has a story. Check out what's coming up on HBO.
HBO Sports 24/7 reality franchise will present its first ever installment spotlighting professional golf. When 24/7 The Match, Tiger vs. Phil, debuts Tuesday, November 13th at 10 p.m. The behind-the-scenes show chronicles Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson, two of the sport's most accomplished competitors as they prepare to go head-to-head at Channel Creek in Las Vegas on Friday, November 23rd. Then, on HBO World Championship Boxing, champion Dimitri Bivol defends his light heavyweight title against Jean Pascal, live Saturday, November 24th at 10 p.m. Eastern and Pacific. Plus, HBO Sports presents Momentum Generation, a documentary film chronicling an extraordinary band of youthful surfers, including Kelly Slater, Rob Machado, and Shane Dorian, who changed the sport and its culture in the 1990s. Tuesday, December 11th at 10 p.m., only on HBO.
For all the stories, there's only one arena, HBO Sports.
Titus Anthony Gargano. Check out more entertainment options at Tropicana Atlantic City throughout November. Friday, November 16th, Lou Neglia's Ring of Combat is back by popular demand. But guess who? Up here on November 17th, rocking out to their classic hits. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com or at Tropicana's box office. Visit Tropicana.net, must be 21. And have you heard? The William Hill Sportsbook at Tropicana Atlantic City is now accepting bets. Place your bets in the North Tower and watch the games at Chickies and Pete's, a damn good sports bar, Hooters, and Rera Irish Pub. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jason Martinez for Nick's Roast Beef on Cottman Avenue. Catch all the games this season in our newly renovated game room with pool tables, dartboards, ping pong, and more. Enjoy $3 Bud and Bud Light aluminum bottles for all the games and $2 22-ounce Miller Lights during the Birds games. And I have breaking news. If you can't make it to Cottman Avenue, Nick's now has a second location at 4501 Woodhaven Road outside the Philadelphia Mills Mall. Nick's Roast Beef at KDO's is now open with live entertainment every weekend and all the games, including a 140-inch TV. Tell them Jason Martinez sent you.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified used car. One car, one dealer, one story. Can a non-franchise used car dealer share the same story? Can they say they sold it new and know the customer and the car? Burns Honda is your used car destination in South Jersey. To find your Burns Honda original, visit BurnsHonda.com today.
This is Brian Westbrook. Don't just watch football, bet on it too. And the place to handle all of your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now, taking bets in New Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. It's game day, and that means two things. Football and betting on football. Bet with William Hill, America's number one sports book. The world bets with William Hill. Must be 21 or over. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
Businesses that advertise on 97.5 The Fanatic see increased sales and revenue. The Fanatic's team of marketing professionals can customize a plan that's right for you. Radio is as hot as a Philly sports team. Learn how to win through advertising on The Fanatic by emailing us today at marketing@975thefanatic.com. That's marketing@975thefanatic.com.
Sports Talk for King of Prussia and all of Montgomery County.
97.5, The Fanatic.
The defense still is playing like trash. Zeke Elliott is over 100 yards. It's 3rd and 8. Let's see if they can hold them. Wow, that's just Dak being Dak. What the hell was that? That might be the most Dak Prescott play of all time. Rolls out, goes to throw. Forgets to bring the ball with him, flies out, picks it up, throws it out of bounds. I will remind the Eagles defense, that's who you're losing to. You're losing to that guy. You know, you're not losing to Drew Brees. You're not losing to Jared Goff. You're not losing to Tom Brady. You're losing to that guy. And now you've got yet another cornerback down. This time it's Ronald Darby. He's down with an injury. God forbid if we need to see more Trey Sullivan. As I called him earlier, he's the defensive Josh Perkins.
It's six,
Tyler. He's on six. Joe Torti, the postgame show, the only member of the postgame show, is in. He'll be taking your calls from...
Yeah, the only one that wanted to show up today, apparently.
Well, Joe Stazak's trying to be Mr. Still Your Grandma down in, like, Cabo San Lucas or something. Wherever the hell he is.
It looked really nice.
Sending me and Tyler, like, shirtless pics, basically telling us... Hide your kids, hide your wives. I'm coming for them.
I thought that was more of a you-know-what.
A humble brag?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Hey, I'm in sunny, beautiful wherever.
Absolutely, it's a humble brag. Jamie texted me and said, if I was that guy, I would never wear a shirt. I'm like, yeah, he tries not to. Like,
yeah, we make fun of him for his shooter sleeves. I don't blame the guy.
Yeah, he comes in. It's like half the time he's not wearing a shirt. This movie looks all right. I never heard of this. The Birth of Mexico's Cartel?
Here we go again with the movies.
Look, man, I need something to distract me from this terrible, terrible game. And it was Narcos Mexico, by the way. So I apologize for all you people that don't want movie talk. I understand it. Do you want me to continue to harp on the fact that this team sucks? They're just not good.
Let's get it back to the movies.
They're losing to Dak Prescott is literally forgetting to bring the ball with them when he throws. They're losing to that guy. They're losing to the Michael Carter Williams of quarterbacks. That's who they're losing to.
That's a great analogy.
I've been waiting all game for that, to throw that one out there. Came up with it a couple days ago, was real proud, didn't tweet it out, saved it, cocked it in the chamber. That's who they're losing to. Let's go to Kevin in the Northeast. Kevin, you're on the Fanatic.
Listen, guys, I'm 30-something. This is not a surprise to me. The only time the Eagles really showed any grit was the first game of the season. The rest of the season, they have played just like this all season long.
Mm-hmm.
If Carson Wentz was playing great, the defense was playing bad. If the defense was playing great, the offensive line was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Doug doesn't run the ball. He forgets the he acts like he forgot how to play call. And Jim Schwartz with the prevent defense all over the freaking field.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for us to change this whole scenario. Let's get hooked on the Jimmy Butler saga. We're getting ready to do something epic with this player. I can't take the Eagles anymore. They suck.
Kevin, and you know what, man? I appreciate the phone call. One of you two, tell me where the lie was in that phone call. There wasn't one. You can't find it. Jim Schwartz, I'm convinced, is still drunk in a Minneapolis bar right now with sunglasses on at night. That's what he's doing.
And he said he expected this. And it kind of goes back to what we talked about earlier when we said, play turns into a drive, turns into a quarter, turns into a game. And when does this turn around?
That's great.
It hasn't.
We got Trey Sullivan talking to Sidney Jones. I'm assuming explaining, you don't understand, man. All of a sudden, he just jumped up, and all of a sudden, he wasn't there anymore.
He was flying. It was amazing.
He was flying, and then you saw, Sidney Jones. Oh, okay, now I understand it. But back to the original question, why were you on the field? I missed that one. Thank God. They got a gift. They got a gift. As Torty says, they needed that. They did. That's good analysis by Torty.
Get that all day from 12 to 2 a.m.
Absolutely. Welcome in. Welcome into the program. As we'll call it. The program. Are we supposed to break? Is that what you're in there? What are you still doing in there?
What do you mean?
When are we supposed to break?
40.
All right. Well, you got to hop on it. Come on. Come on. We're not playing this game where you're going to be in another room with a TV that's 3 seconds ahead of mine. I'm supposed to be driving the show. Next thing you know, you're reacting to some call that I haven't even seen yet because Sidney Jones is talking to Trey Sullivan, who shouldn't even be on the field. Shouldn't even be on the team. Mind the dog.
Could have been Shandon Sullivan.
It's not Shandon. Shandon Sullivan isn't a real person. Stop.
Okay, just checking.
What position for Penn does Shandon Sullivan play?
No, I'm saying he's one of the two remaining active corners for the Eagles. An actual person.
That's an actual person.
Rasul Douglas is active. Are we considering him a safety now?
No. I mean the people that they have in
backups.
Reserve.
Okay, yes. I gotcha.
My dog is so mad at me for bringing him to work today because he's like looking at me like I could be sitting at home watching Netflix with mom, and yet you brought me here to watch bad football. And you know what? That's bad parenting on my part. I will admit. He's very upset.
You're going to raise a child.
Yeah. You're doing great in the test run.
You're getting ready to have a child in this world.
Yep. She tried to convince me not to have a TV in the baby's room, and I was like, that's not happening. We're having a
TV. Dude, I'm almost 25. I still don't have a TV in my room.
We're having a TV in the baby's room. Well, a TV meaning like if I gotta
a monitor.
If I gotta be feeding the kid, like I'm watching.
Oh, for you?
While I'm doing it, yeah.
Okay. I thought that you were going to put like Barney on.
No. Jesus, man. Come on. What's the kid need to be watching Barney for? We got YouTube and ESPN and stuff. Yeah, I mean, you can watch UFC with me.
After the brutality that was last night's fight.
Let's not talk about that, man. All right. He needed to survive one second. You don't understand how the gif of it's the Simpsons gif of him walking in the room and walking out? That was my money. My money walked in, KO walked out. All right, Carson Wentz.
No one cares.
They don't. Is nobody open? Is that the issue? This game, like, no one's been open? I mean, I know Dallas' secondary is pretty solid, but, like, no one's open? Like, this is astounding to me, how bad the offense has played.
I'd say Chandon Sullivan's probably open. At some point.
Now you're going to bring up every Sullivan who's ever played for the team, right?
I quite honestly, I don't know if I can name more than
a couple.
He
not
Trey.
Sergeant Sullivan from The Departed.
See yourself out, dude.
Nope. I'll take J-Roll with me. Looks
enough,
like he's,
enough with the movie. Oh, he
looks like J-Roll's eyeing up the carpet.
He's
here.
Ready to go. All right. Second 11. Bad throw.
It's another bad throw.
By the way,
he's just not been good tonight.
He has not, but that is the third tough catch, could go either way ball that Alshon Jeffrey's not come up with?
You know, the host makes a point. Host makes a point. You need to come up with that ball.
Or at least like half of them. You know what I mean?
You give him the benefit of the doubt because he comes down with so many tough balls. So you just kind of...
But not
just,
tonight.
You just kind of veer to the side of like, all right, well, then that must have been really tough if he didn't come down with it.
Well, to be fair, one of those three that we're considering, I mean, he got pummeled.
It was such a bad throw. It was such a bad throw.
Oh, yeah. They haven't been great.
And now we're sitting here 3rd and 11. You know, and it's you need.
And it sounds like we're bad mouthing Wentz, and we're really not. We're just saying that objectively, he's not had a great game.
He hits Jordan Matthews. That's a good throw. And by the way, you hit a guy with stone hands. That's even more of an impressive throw because he was like wide open. And we talked about this like a week ago. Where
he doesn't catch
when he's wide open, he doesn't catch anything because he's already thinking about it. All right. I mean,
the one thing you are going to get from Jordan Matthews, pretty crisp route. That was a good route to shake off.
Fine. He just can't catch the football. It's like your one bugaboo. It's like it's the reason why I had every attribute you want for a professional hockey player, except the talent. You know, I had like the want and the grit and all that. I just don't have talent.
And, gym rat. Know,
and basically, that's it with Jordan Matthews. Where he has all of, like the good stuff, except with the whole like he can't catch. And as I say this, he catches another football.
I'm sure you guys
keep talking poorly about him. Please.
Yeah. Oh, he's trash. Well, yeah, let's do this.
Where is Golden Tate in this game?
They've been trying to force the ball. They've been trying to force the ball. They had him on punt returns, and he almost fumbled the ball. They had him involved early. But in fairness, though, other than Zach Ertz, they haven't really gotten anyone involved. Like, it's not just Golden Tate. It's been Golden Tate. It's been Alshon Jeffrey to an extent. I mean, they haven't gotten really anybody involved. They've just been stymied by this Cowboys offense. And I hate being down to a guy like Jason Garrett. Like, Jason Garrett, to me, is the quintessential Cowboys fan. Like, he looks like the guy who, you know, probably went to Villanova.
He didn't.
Works for GE.
What was the number that we came up with yesterday? It was like 183 and 175 since the Super Bowl?
Yeah, he's like...
I mean, just the product of average... is amazing.
Exactly. Yeah, there are 500 franchises.
And
they were
either 7-9, 8-8, or 9-7, like 10 years of the last 23. It's unbelievable.
He just strikes me as like I can't stand him. I mean, I'm happy he's the coach because I don't think he's a good coach, but he
extend him for
anytime I think of like the prototypical like white Cowboys fan, I think of Jason Garrett, like to a T. You're looking at me like I got 8 heads. You can't see him being like the upper crusty Cowboys fan?
I can.
Not like the Captain Cowboys, like the obnoxious one, but the guy who's like really trying to like explain to you the X's and O's of like why they'll be a pretty good team. Like that
guy. Well, you see, they're going to use Tavon Austin as a weapon.
The guy on the golf course, or you're paired up with in a scramble that you didn't know. And he's trying to explain, well, yeah, I'm a Cowboys fan. My dad's from, you know, grew up with Roger Staubach and...
By the way,
I'm from Jersey.
He's from Jersey.
Yeah, and you know, exactly. He's the guy who, like, 10 years ago was telling you Patrick Creighton was going to be, like, a really, really strong wide receiver for the team. Like, he's that guy. Okay. I can't stand him.
All right. The clapper.
Right. Oh, jeez. All right. Number 61's eligible.
61.
Who's 61?
It was Newski?
Yeah.
He's an eligible what? Receiver?
Receiver.
Yo, I'm watching Clemson run with two defensive linemen in their offensive backfield. Eagles need to get that going with Mailata.
Well, that's exactly what Pat said earlier today. I said even if you use him as a decoy.
Thanks for listening to the program.
I do.
All right, he picked it up.
Are we sure?
Yeah, he picked it up.
Okay, that's good. There we go.
Yeah, stop. Yeah. Stop. Am I sure?
No, I said, are we sure? I know you're sure.
Chris Collinsworth? Yeah, I'm sure. I don't need to replay it. I'm good.
You don't have to tell people you're short. We know.
First down.
Wow, that was a dig.
Dude.
Jesus, man, you come over the top like that?
Right over the top,
what did I do to
bro.
You?
Fuck on! Shut up, pre-pattern baldness over here, all right?
You're not listening. You're
Bang.
Not wrong. You're not hurting
Bang.
My feelings.
Huh? You want to come at my height? I'll come at your hairline, all right?
That's fair. Understandable.
As it retreats.
Rogaine in the near future.
Nothing wrong with it.
My girlfriend's going to end up buying it for me for Christmas.
Nothing wrong with it, you know? We all have our bugaboos.
I'm telling you, man, I'm starting a Twitter page. What did Pat Egan say today? And today's count is Jagaloons up to one.
There
and
we go.
Two.
There we go.
Thank
That's
God.
A great drive.
They can do it, folks. They can score a touchdown. I'm waiting for the flag. By the way, and I'm not just saying this because he's a Cowboy. Zeke Elliott has one of the, and I'm, once again, I want to repeat this. I'm not saying because he's a Cowboy. He has one of the most punchable faces in football. The fact that somebody shoved that spoon up the you know where, because I'm sick of seeing it. Like, he runs for like 10 yards and he's, what are you eating still? I know you're a big guy. I know you're kind of chunky. What are you still eating?
Zeke, to me, is like the perfect picture of the player that I will just always not like. Because he went from being a Buckeye to being a Cowboy.
Yep.
All in the span of being a terrible human being.
Yeah. No, he's a...
It's amazing.
You said it. 610-632-0975. We will end up taking a break. The Eagles finally get in the end zone. They actually did it. I swear, this is not a test. This is not a drill. They were able to get into the end zone. They crossed that goal line. They were awarded 6 points for that. They kicked a field goal. They were awarded a point for that. It is now a tie game, 13-13. I am Pat Egan, along with Tyler Zuli. Joe Torti has shown up early. He will be the post-game show on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
It's not just any TV.
Mom, can we watch something on YouTube?
Sure, honey.
It's Xfinity X1, which gives you customizable streaming TV with your favorite streaming apps like Netflix, YouTube, Pandora, and more. All in one place on the big screen.
No, wait, let's watch Netflix.
And you can find your favorites by speaking into your X1 voice remote.
Show me Stranger Things.
Plus, with xFi delivering the best Wi-Fi experience, streaming is easier than ever.
Oh, are we having a Netflix marathon? Count me in.
It's customizable streaming TV from Xfinity that makes life simple, easy, awesome.
Get a special offer on Xfinity Internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get DVR service included for a year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Offer ends 11-18-18. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term, regular rates apply. Netflix streaming membership required.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain. With the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
And now, an ad from Dad.
Save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive. Tell you another way to save money. Don't buy those expensive coffees every morning, you know. Then you can save up for a really nice dress shirt. I'm just saying. It's great that you feel comfortable here at work, but, you know, an adult could walk in.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
From shredding to printing, the UPS store does every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. And this holiday, when the other guys are closing, we're doing another ing altogether. Opening. So while we're busy notarizing and faxing, consulting and mailboxing, packing and shipping, well, they're not really doing much of any ing. Opening this holiday, the UPS store. Every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. You'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, Text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
The 42nd Annual Flyers Wives Carnival is set for Sunday, November 18th at the Wells Fargo Center. Just announced, kids tickets are free and get to meet Gritty at his first carnival. Check out the new outdoor carnival area with rides and other attractions. Take a tour of the Flyers locker room. And don't forget about sign-in snaps with your favorite players. Proceeds benefit childhood cancer and leukemia research. Get tickets or learn more at FlyersCarnival.com.
1-800-GOT-JUNK can always get there quicker.
Because we've got more trucks,
more people,
and better systems.
All you have to do is point.
We're happy,
hard-working heroes.
We make problems go away.
We drive clean, shiny trucks.
And wear snappy, happy uniforms.
Because we're proud of what we do.
Point at anything you wish was gone.
Your wish is our command.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Hey guys, Andrew Salchunas here for my friends at Family & Company Jewelers. Believe it or not, I recently got engaged. Yes, someone is actually willing to marry me. But I give all of the credit to Angelo and the rest of the team at Family & Company Jewelers. Everyone at that store was helpful during every step of the process, and I came away with a ring that she can't stop looking at. Head on over to their store on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey. Ask for my friend Angelo and tell him Andrew from the Fanatic sent you. Family & Company Jewelers, South Jersey's diamond destination.
It's time to break up with your bookie. Harrah's Resorts and Bally's Atlantic City Wild Wild West are now taking bets at their brand new sports books. Place your wager today at the book. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The home of Brian Westbrook, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, the Cowboys have changed things up a bit in their playbook because they're running option plays now, like we're back at SMU. To their credit, though, it worked. Because who the hell runs an option in the NFL? Pat Egan, Tyler Zuli, Joe Torty's in early.
Hello.
During the break, we were talking about Jason Garrett. And I bet a guy who reminded me of Jason Garrett that I didn't really care for. And you mentioned his college career.
Yeah, his path was really, really interesting.
So do tell.
So like a lot of people know that he ends up being, you know, at the top of a lot of Ivy League quarterback record books, but like his path was kind of silly. So he gets accepted to Princeton, plays on the freshman team there. Then his dad, Jim, gets the job at Columbia.
Of course.
So he transfers to Columbia.
Of course, daddy gets him a job.
Okay. Transfers to Columbia. His dad became the coach in 1985. In 1985, his dad went 0-10. His dad was no longer the coach after that. So after he resigned, he went back to Princeton.
Wait, wait, wait. He wasn't fired. He resigned.
He resigned after an 0-10 season.
That's okay.
Talk about getting the chance to walk away.
Yeah. After that, Jason Garrett went back to Princeton, sat out the year in 86 because of the transfer rules, and then just lit the Ivy League record book on fire at quarterback.
What was he, like 27 at that point?
He bounced from
yeah,
once.
he's like Brandon Whedon at that point. He's like 35
played
years old.
Played a year of minor league baseball.
Taysom Hill.
He took a skip year.
Fun fact about Brandon Whedon. Brandon Whedon was the number one pick in a draft. It was the Rule 5 draft for the AAA segment
it's
of
great.
The Rule 5. That is deep Brandon Whedon knowledge you do not get on any other show in this city. Can guarantee that. Great. Zeke Elliott, bus one. He is so tough, man. I can't stand that dude, and he is tough to bring down.
All right, so here's a fun little game that we've been playing recently.
Is it called How Do the Eagles Screw This Up Again?
That's an easy one. It's called Go to Prevent and Give Up 15 Yards on Fourth Down.
So rank them for the next, like, 5 years. Gurley, Elliott, and Barkley.
Next five?
With their scheme or just them as a running back?
If you're in control of your team and your offense, and you want a dude to do your stuff.
Right now, I would go with Barkley.
You take Barkley over
because Barkley's younger.
So you're saying with the Eagles offense?
You can run the Eagles offense. You personally can run whatever kind of offense you want to run. You have to pick a cat to do your stuff.
Which cat
are you selecting?
Yeah, I would choose Barkley, but only because he's younger.
Okay.
See, the problem is, I would take Zeke.
Okay, why?
Based on the fact that, especially looking at the Eagles and this Eagles team, they are so devoid of a power runner. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of guy that I would love to see on the team. The problem is Zeke's got a big problem above the shoulders.
And everybody knows that Todd Gurley's a soft runner.
Right. So Zeke would be the guy that I would take to fix
Todd Gurley's not a soft
It was
runner.
A joke. That's why I said right when I picked up on that.
What is happening? I thought after the touchdown drive, Dallas would kind of get a tail between the legs.
All right, so when do we start talking about who the defensive coordinator is next season?
Question is, who do you want?
I'll tell you who I don't want.
Spags. I know you don't want...
I don't want Spags.
Okay, so you don't want Spags, you
Absolutely
don't want Schwartz.
Not. Don't want Schwartz, don't want Spags.
So who do you want?
I don't want Rob Ryan.
You want Hugh Jackson?
No. No. Hugh Jackson was... No. The problem is Mike
Greg Williams?
Mike Pettine's art. No, God, no. No, because Greg Williams would tell everybody how he had 25 head coaching jobs and he chose Philadelphia to be the defense coordinator. Like, I love that he's still trying to pass that lie off that he had, like, a gazillion head coaching spots all around the world and he chose Cleveland, Ohio. I mean, that's like having your choice of wherever you want to go eat. And where do you choose?
Burger King.
7-Eleven. You chose 7-Eleven to go eat. I could have went to Del Frisco's. No, I'll go 7-Eleven. The hot dogs, I can't deny. Like, no one's buying that lie, dude. 3rd and 2. They're throwing the ball. Damn, dude. Wide open. Wide open. You know, and my issue with that is, how do you not know they're going to Zeke? We talked about this before, Tyler. How do you not know they're going to go to literally their best player? Whether it be a run or a pass... They're going to look to get the ball in Zeke Elliott's
You know,
hand.
That's an interesting concept. To give the ball to your best player when you need to pick up a couple yards. Interesting
look, and
concept.
Nobody, like, he had no idea. Corey Graham had no idea. He's like, oh, I got to get that guy? Like, how do they not think? You go into the huddle, you literally say, who's on Zeke? Who's doing it? Who's going to cover him? If he goes left, who's got him? I do. If he goes right, who's got him? I do. Like, no one should have to point out, hey, get that guy. He's not Julius Jones. He's Zeke Elliott.
That's good, Dallas Cowboys number 21.
And now you're losing
knowledge.
By 7. 610-632-0975. I'm going to take a break now. Eagles get the ball next, but you're down fourth quarter. It is Pat Egan, it is Tyler Zoli taking your in-game reaction, along with Joe Torti, who showed up early. Appreciate that. Dropping good Jason Garrett knowledge. We will be back after this break, and hopefully by that time, the Eagles are driving on the Fanatic.
97.5, the Fanatic.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/thefanatic and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/thefanatic.
Hey, this is Mark Farzetta. When we learn someone we know has a disease, what do? We rally around them. We show them how much we love and care about them. But when someone has an addiction, what happens? People get shamed, threatened, or maybe even turned over to law enforcement. Why? And just like any other disease, it can be treated. Recovery Centers of America treats addiction like the disease that it is by combining the level of dignity and respect found in high-class celebrity treatment centers with high-quality and evidence-based addiction treatment. Of course, it requires great courage to accept help with an addiction, but it's a very worthwhile step. If you or someone you love is addicted to drugs or alcohol, don't fight the disease of addiction alone. Get help from the experts at Recovery Centers of America. I recently toured the RCA at Devon, and it was incredible. Every person I met there was warm, welcoming, and comforting, the type of person that you want to take you through your road to recovery. Call them today at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY. If you're not ready to speak to someone in person, visit them online at recoverycentersofamerica.com. Help is waiting at 1-800-RECOVERY. That's 1-800-RECOVERY.
Guys, you can achieve greater sexual performance no matter your age. Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology Associates is helping men with Gainswave, a revolutionary ED treatment. He'll have a more satisfying experience that will last longer. Gainswave requires no shots, no pills, and you can be spontaneous again. To schedule your free consultation with Dr. Sloan at Philadelphia Urology, text the word CURE to 797979. That's CURE, C-U-R-E, to 797979.
This is Trey Thomas, and it's game day. And that means two things, football and betting on football. And the place to handle all of your bets is William Hill, America's number one sports book with over 80 years of sports betting experience. And now taking bets in New Jersey. Bet now on the app or WilliamHill.com. Put your money where your mouth is and place your bet right now at William Hill, America's number one sports book. The world best with William Hill. 21 and up only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
I'm riled up. I like the summer heat, but it looks like the cold weather is here to stay. Time to make sure your heater is running like a true champion. Home and business owners, when the cold weather arrives, you need a furnace to step up and perform. Turn to the pros in the industry who have set the standard for over 50 years. Riley Sales and a Duquesne heating system. The right choice right now. Duquesne is reliable, affordable, and easy to install. Go to RileySales.com, R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro who will get the job done right.
The one and only pub, a Pennsauken landmark and family tradition for over 65 years. The pub will be open this Thanksgiving at noon. It's the same great menu as always, or try the turkey dinner. Like all entrees at the pub, it comes with their famous salad bar. Also, the pub restaurant has the best deal for you. For every $100 you spend on gift cards on Thanksgiving and Black Friday, the pub will give you two extra gift cards free. A $50 value. This will only last 2 days, so be sure to stop in the pub, your headquarters for holiday parties. 856-665-6440.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service, priority you. And with the informed delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
This is Trey Thomas for Golden Nugget Jewelers. Are you in the market for an engagement ring? Purchase your ring from Golden Nugget Jewelers from now until Thanksgiving for your chance to win two tickets to the Birds game on December 3rd against Washington. The winner will also receive a Philadelphia Eagles prize pack. Golden Nugget Jewelers, located at 800 Chestnut Street in Philly, is family owned for over 30 years and a proud partner of the Philadelphia Eagles, the Flyers, and the Sixers.
Marzetta and Trey in the morning. Arcano and Martinez middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Let's go!
In Philadelphia.
Let's go!
Live from the Xfinity Studios. Only
I'm not waiting.
Podcast.
I'm not waiting for the legal to end. When you take a shot, finally. Finally, and you hit someone for 51 yards. I'm not waiting for the legal to end, Tyler. No. Everybody knows who you're listening to. 97.5 The Fanatic. WPM Burlington, Philadelphia. A Beasley Media Group station broadcasting Xfinity Studios only from Comcast. We're watching them take shots. Finally. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go.
So I was doing some game prep for Penn Harvard yesterday.
Oh, I watched every minute of that game.
You should have. It was on NBC Sports Philadelphia.
Dialed in, obviously. You and Coffee Jones did a great job.
34 scoring drives in total for Harvard. 31 of those featured a 20-plus yard play. You just score when you take shots down the field. You just score when you have explosive plays. So the Eagles are going to finish this off.
I'm writing down the time because I got to get that highlight. What do we got? An end around. Aguilar, I can't believe he wasn't wrapped up. He got cracked. He got absolutely cracked right there. Aguilar grab. That's a great job. That's a great throw by Carson Wentz. We've been kind of on him this game because he hasn't played well.
It's a great ball.
He threw that right where it needed to be. Like it hit Aguilar. You know, he extends the arms.
Aguilar ran a good route.
He does. He did, and he didn't need to lunge for it. It was just arms out, balls there, boom. And now we're sitting here.
And
the
most important
red zone.
Part of the entire sequence, he caught the ball.
He did. I can confirm.
Which is less than what is expected, but it's obviously what should be expected.
Third and goal, and you're throwing. Boom! Touchdown, Zach Ertz.
Ertz again.
Zach Ertz again.
Ho-hum.
I would like to say, and I know that there are probably a lot of people just like me, I would like to publicly apologize to Zach Ertz.
Well, no.
Everything that I have ever said about the guy.
No. Because you're well within your rights, all except for the last, like, 2 years, maybe 2.5 years for everything.
Hold on. A turning of the corner deserves an apology.
It does. Caller's making good points, Joe.
All right, maybe it's not a full-fledged everything I said was wrong.
Caller's making good points.
So do you apologize to Nelson Agholor for his breakout season last year?
No.
I never ripped Agholor. I never ripped him because the whole mental thing.
I couldn't
rip the guy when you're admitting. Like, and you could see talent in Agholor.
So all right, I won't be a full-fledged apology. It'll be a full-fledged apology to the point where Zach Ertz has done a tremendous job of reinventing himself or inventing himself for the first time.
The difference between Agholor and Jordan Matthews was that Matthews came into the pros with this stigma that he could not catch. So you were going with that. You're like, all right, the guy can't catch. Nelson Agholor didn't have that. So when he all of a sudden could not catch the football, it's like something's up. And you were seeing him, like, the Seattle game, prime example. The guy was wide open, and he's burning really good deep action. You're like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Then he comes out and says, it's all in my head. Well, he's a frustrating player to watch. Yeah, of course. I mean, it's frustrating. But, it's frustrating when your dog craps on the carpet. But, it's growing pains.
Here's the question, though, for you.
You don't dislike the dog. You don't start ripping the dog. You could be mad. You can go back and say, I'm in my right to be mad at that dog for doing that.
So you give Agholor,
learn from that.
You give Agholor the pass because he said that it was a head thing. You give Fultz a pass because it was a head thing, and even though they won't admit it, it was a head thing.
Well, Fultz was coach thing.
Is that all you have to do is say that you're having some psychological issues?
Well,
to get a pass.
No. I mean, like, who would lie about? Who would lie about that?
But
like, who comes
I'm
out
not
and just
saying,
says, "Yeah, I'm a mental head case"?
Because they've seen it work.
I gotta try that now.
They've seen it.
The next time I have a bad hockey game, I'm just gonna tell my teammates, "Sorry, guys, I'm not there.
Going through some stuff.
Really, I'm not going through that.
I had a bad game. I am by no means dogging mental health.
God, you're
because
a pessimist
a
over
deal.
Here.
No,
Jesus.
Oh no.
Yes.
No, what you're
this guy
insinuating.
Just ripping people
what
over
you're
here.
Insinuating
like, yeah,
is
I'm not buying
you,
it.
All you have to say is I'm struggling up above the shoulders.
Check the tape. I'm not buying it.
Check the tape.
You can't say check the tape. We've decided.
I can. I just
we've
said
decided
it.
That check the tape ends
Tyler's
the game.
Clearly ripping people that are having issues.
That's not
by
what
saying,
I'm saying.
Tyler, I got you
check
back.
The tape.
I know you're
if
not.
You check the tape, it's clear as day. Anyway,
and there's no evidence to the contrary.
Anyway, 1st and 10,
except for the words that are coming out of my mouth right now.
Thank God this isn't podcasted, so no one can check the tape. No, I don't think athletes will be using that as an excuse. I think athletes, to be honest with you, are extremely hesitant to even admit that. I don't even think. Did Markelle Fultz ever admit that?
No,
that's my point. Like the fact that that Agholor came out and said it was so big because it's like, wow, if you're admitting you're having issues, like that's massive. Because these guys are so prideful, they never do that.
Oh, and it takes a big heart to come out and say that you're having issues. Of course.
I mean, but with Fultz, you will never convince me that wasn't an AAU coach. That wasn't some injury that. Some phantom injury literally no one ever heard of. They went to the dictionary or they watched the spelling bee from 2014 and just started grabbing words that some 6-year-old asked the country of origin for. They started writing them all down. Okay, we'll use that and then we'll use this
country
we'll use
of
that.
Origin always amazed me. What are you gonna get from that? Because I wasn't getting anything from it. Well, what am I getting from? Can you tell? Yeah, it was from Greece.
I
don't get it.
It's something with the spelling.
This is why I'm not very smart.
No, I mean, come on. It's like the spelling bee is like, it's all homeschooled weirdos. Like all of them.
They're all from like Alaska too.
Are they?
Some of them are.
Well, there's nothing to do there.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
The last Blockbuster was in Alaska. One of them was in Washington, one of them was in Alaska.
They just got it, actually.
Because of the Wi-Fi was so bad. True story. All right, 1st and 10. Back to the game. Jesus, that's bad tackling. Who is that? What scrub was that? Please show the replay. I need to get pissed off at somebody. So that's the rookie tight end. Schultz from Stanford that they had to draft because they didn't get Dallas Goedert.
It's kind of a drop-off.
A little bit. A
little bit.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Still early. Not ready to say it's a drop-off yet. I mean, it should be.
From collegiate standpoint,
it
was.
It should be, yeah, but, All right, let's see. Tie football game. Wide open. Wow. Okay, good coverage, guys. Great job. Hey, it's first round pick, Amari Cooper. 6 minutes and 40 seconds left, tie game. I know nobody cares but me. It's not a good time right now to have the Eagles minus 7.5. It's not a good time.
7.5 is ugly.
The half is going to kill
me. The half is going to kill you.
The half is going to kill
me. They are going to win this game by 7 points.
And the half is going to kill me.
Whether it's 27-20 or 34-27.
That and the Korean zombie getting knocked out 1 second left really just stymied my weekend. I was having a good weekend, went to brunch a few times, you know.
How many times can you go to brunch in a weekend to qualify as a few?
Twice. I went yesterday and
today. That's a couple, bro.
That's a couple. A few is three.
All right, you guys are arguing like semantics here.
English.
You made fun of my hairline.
Second down.
Falling off the rails.
I never did that. Check the tape.
That one I will pull.
There's no evidence that suggests that that happened.
No evidence. I'm just going to pull. I'm just going to pull a President Trump. That never happened. Never happened.
Thanks.
Second Nate. Great. I'm going to have every Trumpster in my mentions now. I got triggered at that. Second Nate. Let's see. Dak Prescott drops me with airing it out. Break that up. All right. Luckily, it was terribly thrown ball. Stop,
Sullivan. Where the hell did you learn that from? You're lucky to be on the team. Weak ass Sullivan. Jeez. You and your friggin' uncle who gets in everybody's mentions. You kidding me with that?
You knew it was personal. You knew it was personal.
Oh, yeah. That dude blew up my mentions for like 2 days trying to be like Tommy Toughnuts. Like, but yeah, his nephew is... Stop. There was an overthrown ball. You did nothing. I had the same issue with Jalen Mills when he does that stuff.
Every time he's shot for Amari Cooper deep downfield, he's overthrew him. There's nothing been underthrown.
Oh,
he's overthrown him every time.
The spot to get him at this point. Oh, Jesus Christ. Jesus.
This team doesn't know how to tackle.
This team does not know how to finish is the problem, too. They don't know how to just hold. You know, you're going to let Dak Prescott go back to 2016 and remember when he was Dak Prescott. And, you know, we're sitting here just waiting and waiting and waiting for the defense to stop, and they can't. And I don't want to hear excuses like injuries and stuff. I mean, that's awful, awful, awful coverage. Who was that? Who was that on the coverage? Rasul Douglas running for his life.
By the way, for Dak Prescott, season high this year in yards.
Of course.
273. Of course. Today,
Jim Schwartz's defense will make you look like Joe Montana.
So it was 273. Today, he has 274.
And at this point, you're just waiting. There's only a matter of time, it feels like, before the touchdown happens. I don't know about you, but the fact that you're just praying that they held him to a field goal here, it's like, at what point does something change?
Well,
the problem, too, is that they're not going to fire Schwartz until the end of the year.
Well, it's like, kind of remember what we talked about earlier today. This defense was playing really well, but the time of possession was adding up, and the team doesn't have a whole lot of depth right now.
Yep.
And again, that's what we talked about. It's going to get, they're going to get gassed at the end of the game.
It's not a good time. Not a good time.
And I'm Joe, you can correct me if I'm wrong. You talked about this a few weeks ago, that it was the offense that was struggling, not the defense, and tonight it's the other way around.
Well, I was just going through that in my head as well. I'm starting to have questions if you could ask... Is it the offense or the defense? We've got some more problems.
I think
you can't easily identify which it is.
It's a collective.
A big,
you know what? It's a collective. Yes,
right.
You know,
exactly.
It's like this or that, and you say yes.
It's not a very good football team. We keep making excuses, and this will be the week. This will be the week because they won the Super Bowl last year, and nobody wants to say it. Like nobody wants to come out and be like, hey.
Well, the thing,
not a good team this year.
Here's the thing. You can think that they're going to play better because, you know, honestly, they've been playing really poorly. You'd think that the regression back towards the mean would suggest that they're going to do better.
That was only a matter of time before that happened.
But the thing is that, like, we look at it and we think, okay, where, like, my problem was, they're going to sweep the division. Like, really? Like there's just this clear confidence.
Yeah, that was an overarching confidence. It wasn't a few people.
No, everyone was like, we're going to sweep the division.
That was 5-1 minimum. That's what we said earlier. 5-1 minimum.
Like, really?
And now you have to sweep the division, and you're staring at the precipice of a division loss.
There were people that were close to O.J. Simpson that sat there, and after discussing everything that happened, you know, the thought on everybody's mind at one point or another was just like, he probably did it. He's probably guilty. Nobody wanted to say it. we sit here as Eagles fans with the same problem. Nobody wants to say this team just sucks. This team's not that good.
You want to be the first?
I won't be the first because we've had callers say it, but like, I mean, you're down 27-20 at the Cowboys. You can give me the divisional game crap. By the way, the same crap that I was preaching literally 3 hours ago, you can give me that. You can feed that back to me. It's still crap. It was crap when I said it. It's still crap now. You're losing to a team on paper that is an inferior opponent. A team that is just not a good football team. And the only bright spot that you can think of with this game is that if they lose the game, they will probably give Jason Garrett an extension. That's the only positive I can think of. They will probably sign his ass up for a 3-year deal.
Well,
this is bad.
I'm going to run you down the Cowboys' schedule real quick, and you're going to understand that these two teams are, I guess I was wrong when I said that the Eagles are on paper a much better team, despite the fact they're only one game ahead. Lost to the Panthers, beat the Giants, beat the Jaguars, lost to the Titans. Those are their common games so far. The theme being, the Eagles did the same exact thing. Now, the Cowboys lost to the Redskins, the Texans, and the Seahawks, and they beat the Lions. So the Eagles obviously still have the Texans to play. They still have the Redskins to play. They're not going to play the Lions because they played the Vikings. But the Eagles lost to the Vikings. So you're starting to see a theme here that the Eagles are better than the Lions and worse than the Vikings, and the Cowboys and Eagles are effectively equal. And I was, I guess, just objectively wrong.
No, I mean, look, don't take too much heat. I mean, you weren't the only one. I think a lot of Eagles fans, myself included, thought they were going to win 9 games, 10 games, whatever it may be. I never expected them to be this bad.
Yeah, I conservatively said 10 at the beginning of the year, and everybody went 10. That's way too low.
God, we had people calling up saying they were 16-0. But I mean, and my issue too is that it's going to be frustrating because tomorrow and the rest of the week, you're going to still have people, until they play at Washington, you're still going to have people saying, oh, they're going to win. They're going to win the division. It's like, all right, but like, what does it matter?
If they win two games down with 7 to play, it's doable.
If they win the division, but they're nowhere near either.
New Orleans gave Cincinnati 51 today, just for the record.
Yeah, but are the Eagles better than the Bengals? Are the Eagles better than the Bengals?
No, I don't think so.
Not right now.
If you're nowhere near LA or New Orleans, what does it matter? What, we get an extra game? Yeah, it's fun, sure.
And you cost yourself draft position.
But that's the thing, you cost yourself. Exactly.
We're not going to play that game.
Are we? Oh yeah, but I think
we're not going to play that game.
Are we sitting here in November already talking about draft position? 6-1-0, my 1.0 mock draft.
I'll put that together. 1.1.
He would. You're the new Lambo. You'll put together a nice mock draft. Yeah,
oh my God! Did they fumble the? Okay.
No, who's the Fordham quarterback? You're going to put him at number one.
Oh yeah, yeah. I got to look. I think that team got shut out by Colgate the other day.
Oh, well, Colgate's actually pretty good.
Yeah, it's a B squad.
Colgate's like a legit squad this year. They're like dummying teams. I think their last 4 games, they have like 200 points, and they've given up like 10 or something. It's ridiculous. There's your Colgate football talk. Let's get back to the actual game where the Eagles are losing.
It's good FCS knowledge by you.
I bring it.
Sorry, it was 41-0 Colgate beat Fordham.
What did I drop the other day where it was like impressive knowledge? It was in a text to you. No,
the text. Hold on, let me go back and I'll check.
Go back
the tape.
And look. It was either to you or to somebody, and it was like
I'm pulling all of this tape at the end. By the way, we will podcast.
Look, it's good to just forget about what we're watching. As Alshon Jeffrey catches a football with 3 minutes and 10 seconds left, they're down by 7.
Were we talking about Buffalo? Is that what it was?
Maybe, yeah.
Or was it before that?
Buffalo.
We're talking about Fabulous too. Our text chains are weird.
Yeah, they are, and they're always at like 1:30 in the morning. I was watching Buffalo basketball team. Well, you know, I'm busy just checking the tape. No huddle. 3 minutes, 10 seconds left. At some time too, like with this football team, when do you just laugh? Like when do you just sit back and just like laugh at?
Not this week.
How bad? How bad this team?
Well, the problem is you can't laugh.
Slash is.
If this team was average last year and they're playing average again this year, you could do it. It's kind of how, it's truly how the fan base has felt about the Flyers over the last couple of years. But when you go from 7-9 to 13-3 and win the Super Bowl, you don't laugh. This is painful.
No, I mean, no, but that's what I mean. Like, at one point, you go from tears to just laughing about the whole situation and go, well, go for it. Go for it. Thank you. There you go. You want a Golden Tate? You got Golden Tate. We're all over it. Golden Tate. We will go until the end of the probably end of the game at this point. Then Joe Torti will take you until 2 a.m.
Yeah, I'm trying to get confirmation because I the initial expectation was that this game would take another 45 minutes almost.
And, yeah, it's been a quick game.
It has not.
It's been a quick game.
So I reached out to Coach Camille.
Dallas has done a phenomenal job of bleeding the clock. I mean, credit, really, Doug Peterson flat out has gotten outcoached this game.
Well, so I wanted to, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. I was taking my own notes during this time. What did you think of the first half timeout right before Dallas marched down the field to score at the beginning? Because I actually didn't hate it when it happened.
Yeah, I didn't hate it when it happened either. I hated the fact that, and I was complaining about this the entire game, the fact that Jim Schwartz has no idea how to stop three and long. Because
it's crazy.
It was obvious. It's obvious to everybody they're doing the same thing. They're calling screenplays every single time. It was third and long, and he was not picking up on it. And if I can pick up on it, and other people can pick up on it, like the problems that me and Tyler have had with this defense, other callers are calling up about it with the same issue. You know, saying why do you keep playing all this prevent? Why are you playing so far back?
Why are you not blitzing?
My point is, if all of us guys who aren't paid to do this job, if we're figuring this out, they're not going to get on their plan. If we're able to figure this out, why can't the guy who's getting paid how much money? Why can't he figure it out? Let's go to Sean in Malvern as a 2-minute warning hit. Sean, you're on the Fanatic.
Yeah, what's going on, guys? Obviously, I know what's going on. This game's going on.
I kind of wish it wasn't, Sean. I'm going to be honest with you. It'd be more fun to talk
about
Jimmy Butler or something.
Yeah, I was going to say, see about them Flyers? They're on a winning streak here.
They are. They're, I believe, tied for first.
Yeah, they've been looking pretty good.
They have been. I mean, I'll take it with a grain of salt, though, because they did beat a team 4-0 when they had just fired their coach. But, I mean, it's a shutout. It's a good win, for sure. Sean Couturier looks like he's back from the injury.
Yeah, no, it's nice. But, no, actually, I was going to call about the Eagles.
Go ahead, let's hear it. All right, yeah, what do you got?
Where is our defense, man? I mean, well, where's our offense, to be honest?
All right, also a great question. I've got both answers. Your offense is still in London. Your defense is in Minneapolis.
Yeah, I mean, we...
Your defense never left Philadelphia from the NFC Championship game last year. They just never left. They're stuck. I don't know where they are. They're stuck in a club somewhere, in a bar. But they just never left. Like, they're still there partying it up. Because this defense hasn't been the same since the NFC Championship game. The offense looked anemic all year. They look terrible this game. They look bad. And I appreciate the phone call, Sean. But they look... all facets. Coaching's bad. Offense is bad. Defense is bad. You know, if they claw out this game, it'll be impressive. But, in all honesty, they've shot... Once again... This is a game where I feel like they've shot themselves in the foot.
Well, you're right. And here's the issue is they let's say they go down, they score on this drive, they make it 27-27. The Cowboys get the ball with some change left. Either in regulation or in the overtime period, I have no confidence.
No.
At all. Which is a total change of pace from a couple weeks ago when we're 17-0. Okay. That's okay.
Yep.
17-7, that's okay.
Yeah,
I don't feel good about this.
All right, let's go to Chuck in Dallas real quick. Chuck, you're on the Fanatic.
Hey, man, I'm from Philly, but I live in this damn town of Dallas.
I apologize.
Listen, thanks. What the hell is Schwartz doing?
Great question.
The Titans last week, all they did to Prescott is blitz him. He cannot read the blitz. Just blitz this kid. What is he doing? Like, I'm scratching my head. Every stinking game, the defense just goes into 10 yards deep, and like, I don't know what they're playing.
Chuck, if you're a bad quarterback, a really good way to show that you could possibly be a good quarterback is play Jim Schwartz's defense. I'm now convinced that if Nate Peterman were to play the Eagles' defense, Nate Peterman would throw for 260 with two touchdowns and a pick. You know, he'd look competent.
Did he not watch the game last week? I watched the Titans just blitz him. He's horrible with the blitz pickup. Why is he playing off? I don't care if they have rookies on the D-back. Just blitz this kid. He can't handle it. Prescott cannot handle the blitz.
Sure, I agree. And thanks for the phone call, man. I agree with everything you said. I also will echo the fact that the play calling has been absolutely dreadful. That blocking was dreadful. It's third and two, and you can't seal off a block on a guy. I mean, come on, man.
And that's Sean. They just show Sean. He's out of the game. You go from 3rd and 2 to 4th and 7 now. This is the game because you can't seal off a block. And it wasn't even close to the first down. That's not even close to the first down. How hard is it to find the sticks?
It's a first down if you're not going for -5 on 3rd down. Because you're going for -5 on a screen play in which that your offensive guard couldn't pull.
It's like I'm amazed. I'm amazed. And Zach Ertz did this earlier in the season in a game. I think it was the Tennessee game. Where, like, he didn't have the first down. Like, you find the sticks, you run past them, and you get open.
I don't feel as certain that this isn't a first down.
I don't think it's a first. I would love to be wrong. I would love
for this. They showed the reverse.
Where the ball's at is questionable.
I would love to be wrong. I would love to be wrong. It doesn't change the fact that find the sticks, get past them, so we don't have to have this conversation. You're right. It does. It looks actually like it could be a first.
It looks a lot closer than we initially thought.
Well, and that's mainly because the line, which they keep saying is inaccurate.
No, but I mean, if you look at the
angle
sticks,
from the other side, like the game,
so they're reviewing it. It's a minute
angle.
9. That drives me nuts. Like Zach Ertz has done that a few times this season. You need a key play on 4th down, and the dude, if you need 4th and 4, he'll go 3 yards. If you need 4th and 7, he goes 6. Like, how hard is it to find the sticks? They're literally bright orange. The only excuse is they're color. I'm colorblind.
They're still there, though.
Even then, I mean,
they're still big towering.
No,
poles.
You're right. I mean, they're there. They're there. You've been playing football for how long? You're not Jordan Mailata, who just found out about the game 10 months ago. And now we hope and pray that this will be a first down because our tight end, by the way, tight end has played great this season, not taken away from him, has no idea where the sticks are at any different play.
Here's the issue is they have to call it where he's got possession.
And what was the ruling on the field?
It was short. Here we go.
Yeah, they're going to end
right,
up.
Here's the call. Confirmed. Yep. Yeah, he was short. Awesome. So they're going to lose the game. It's a minute line left, dude. They lost the game. I mean, are we really going to sit here and try to convince ourselves they can get back in this game? Is that what we're going to do?
Yeah.
Let's convince ourselves. Let's do this. Because I love getting kicked in the nuts again. I love it. I live for it.
It is Dallas.
Excuse me, sir. Can I have another? Yes, let's please do this. All right, here we go. 1st and 10, minute 9 left. Hey, guys, they're still not out of it. All they have to do is this, and this, and they're back in it. Oh, wow, what a great stop. Oh, my God, what an amazing stop that was.
I can't wait for the
ferocious defense. Ferocious defense. That is a huge call by Schwartz.
I hope Schwartz. I hope Zeke fumbles.
I love
and
that
you can
call.
Eat your words.
Oh, wait, you don't think I hope to?
I know you want them to win.
But this is what we do in Philly. It's like we can visualize, like, hey, we're not out of it. Like, no. If we do these 18 different things, if everything falls into place, we're good.
Yeah, you're not wrong. It isn't everything needs to fall into place type.
Like,
type
deal. And it's partly because I have no faith in them.
Not this.
And
team.
Why would I have faith in them? Because all they've done is just crap on the carpet all season, But yeah, I'm supposed to think, oh, all right, we're back in it. We're back in it. Hey, for minute 3. Oh, my God, a screen pass. What a stop!
They're throwing the football.
What a stop! Schwartz is dialed in, guys. 59 seconds left. Schwartz is dialed in.
Why are they
third
throwing
down
the football?
Because they know that Jim Schwartz cannot stop a screen pass. But yet, Jim Schwartz is dialed in. He's clearly listening to us right now. He's clearly hearing our thoughts. He's changing his opinion on his whole philosophy. That's why, Tyler. What a stop by Jim Schwartz' defense. God, I love Jim Schwartz. Love it. All right, 3rd and 15. Screen pass. It's going to be a prevent defense. It's going to be a delayed handoff to Zeke.
He's going to get 16.
He's going to, yep.
15 and a half.
He's going to bust up the middle. It's either going to be that. It's going to be a run, obviously. But it'll either be by Zeke or it's going to be by Dak in a quarterback sneak.
Read option.
All right, yep, here we go. 3rd and 15. There's a delayed run. Oh, my God, what a stop. Take a timeout. 53 seconds left. We're back in it, guys. Force that punt. We're back in it.
I'm sitting right here.
We're back in it. Told you guys. Never a doubt. Let's go. Are you pumped?
I'm glad you brought me back.
Are you pumped?
I was out the door.
Oh,
I'm
my
glad
God.
You brought me back.
Jim Schwartz, huh? What an amazing three calls he just did. I mean, dialed in. I had some guy on Twitter tell me that Jim Schwartz won them a championship a couple months ago.
Well, Jim Schwartz helped them win an NFC title game.
Oh, that was adorable. Yeah, exactly. I mean,
probably
exactly.
You must have not watched the Super Bowl.
I mean, hey, that's
listen, a win's a win.
That's one way to look at it. Yeah, he won you a championship. Sure, okay. I mean, he played a role in getting them there. Winning, I mean,
Tom Brady threw for 500
yards. And, you know, fumbled the ball once. I mean, granted, it was a key fumble, but still didn't turn the ball over since before that. Hey, you won your championship. All right, here we go.
Matt Dodge.
That would be awesome. If Golden Tate returns this, could you imagine?
Legend.
Yeah. I don't think he's going to do that, guys.
Oh, man.
I would actually like him to go down.
I would rather have him go down than waste time.
Because they continued to run two seconds off the clock.
I'd rather have him go down than waste time. And now we have 40 seconds of Carson Wentz and a two-minute offense. 27-20. Dallas.
Guys, I have good news. I don't know if you saw this on Twitter. Eagles fans brought a coffin to the football game to bury the Dallas Cowboys today.
Jesus Christ.
That's good.
It's great news. I don't know what I would have done without that information, but you've made these last 40 seconds.
I was going to tweet out the Dak Prescott MCW comparison, and then I was like, let's just wait on
that. We'll save it.
Let's wait, because that could backfire. Bad time. Good thing I didn't do it. Because it's not like he's been incredible. Let's throw in the middle of the
field.
Love
the over the middle run 10 seconds. Yeah, you probably should spike it.
Great play calling, guys. Hey, maybe Jim Schwartz should take over the offensive coordinator position.
13 seconds for 12 yards.
Hey, yeah, but Tyler, those 12 yards were sexy. I mean, let's not downplay it. What a great play call that was. It's incredible.
At some point, you've got to take the shot.
Do you guys like Seinfeld?
No.
Do you like
Negative.
Seinfeld?
Sorry.
Really?
Sorry, Ty. That's Tyrone Johnson. He loves that show.
All right, never mind.
But no, I don't.
No, if you don't like it, you know, it's going to make a comparison, but if you're not going to get it, there's no point. All right, here we go. Second and 10. I mean, maybe we can do another 12 yards in the middle of the field.
Only if it takes 15 seconds.
Yeah, only. I mean, because if it takes 50, then you got 12 left.
Oh, my heavens.
Oh, that's bad. That's bad.
Oh.
Thank God. The bad part is you took
the
7 seconds.
The problem is you can't even see
drilled.
That play happen. The camera had to kind of catch up, and you're just watching the ball like, yep, that one's fluttering.
You know what? But
hit the turf.
But
it's going to be a punt return for somebody.
Yeah, but we don't deserve a good camera angle. We don't. I mean, the way this team's played, we don't deserve a good camera angle. Who was he trying to throw that to?
Aguilar. Way down the field.
Yeah, but Aguilar had two guys
on the run,
near him.
Not planted.
I mean, look, in fairness, I will never say Carson Wentz can't make a throw. I mean, I've seen him make throws that are like what? Are you kidding me? But Aguilar had two guys near him. It's just a bold move. Okay. Out of bounds. Thank you. 15 seconds left in the game.
Now, see that? That right there. That's a meaningful 12.
Yeah, like that.
As opposed to a 12-second 12.
Yeah, but they've done that like in the middle of a field call like before. In like a similar I don't remember when, but it was a similar situation. This feels very deja vu-ish, where it's very similar situation. Let's take a shot in the middle of the field. I think it was at the end of a half at some point. All right, here we go. First and 10. Not that matters.
Where's the ball?
Just inside the 40-yard line.
Outside the 40.
Hail Maryable.
You got two plays here?
Yeah, hopefully. You might have three plays.
If you can run another quick play like that, you might have another two.
I think if you can get around the 25-yard line, like you're actually like
you got
okay.
shot.
You're okay.
Yeah, you got a shot. You don't have to run a Hail Mary, throw the ball downfield.
You're no longer chucking it for
50
for
yards.
Heaven.
You've got an actual designed play.
All right, second one. Not that it really matters. 11 seconds left. I thought it was 12 seconds left. And they're taking seconds off?
No, I thought
it was
11. It was
11? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, I'll back off. All right, 31-yard line. They're playing such prevent.
Get eight here and take a shot.
Jim Schwartz thinks this defensive calling is... In the middle of the field? In the middle of the field?
Oh, he lateraled it.
Are you kidding me? That's the play call?
That's awful. That's so bad.
That's the play call.
That is so bad. Oh, my God.
you know what? And if Doug Peterson gets snarky with anybody, I am going to have a conniption fit. Eagles fall to the Cowboys, 27-20. Joe Torti is coming your way next. For Tyler Zuli, I am Pat Egan. Let's keep it dialed here for Joe Torti.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Morning, bud. How are you?
Can I ask you to go easy on the bumps this morning? A little uncomfortable today. Guess you could say I have a real pain in the...
Hemorrhoid problems, huh? You been checked out?
No, I'm just hoping it'll go away.
Look, I know it's tough to talk about this stuff, but at your age, you need to take a closer look at the problem. Me, my dad, and my sisters have all experienced the pain in the... And we all spent some time with the fanny doctor.
The who?
Dr. Lowell Meyerson. We think he's great. Everything you need to know is on fannydoctor.com.
I'm Dr. Lowell Meyerson, the only board-certified proctologist in Pennsylvania. I perform state-of-the-art procedures to treat your hemorrhoids, pain, and bleeding. I can help you to prevent colon cancer. Very often, patients' problems can be eliminated with simple procedures that I perform right in my office. Call me today at 215-379-0444 to schedule a personal appointment and visit my website, fannydoctor.com.
If your end zone is in the red zone, call Dr. Lowell Meyerson, DL, at 215-379-0444.
Yo, Philadelphia, Anthony Gargano here with my friend Bob Marino, president of Spring Garden Lending's Mid-Atlantic region. So here's the deal. We've been doing this for 10 years, Bob. Yeah, I hear you got news.
And this is the biggest news in 10 years from us.
What's going on?
And you remember Spring Garden Lending provides bridge loans to build or renovate real estate in the Philadelphia market?
Of course. You're faster than the bank, cheaper than alternative lenders, closing loans in 3 weeks.
Ah, good memory. Now we've added a new, unique product to the lineup.
What is it?
We're offering construction to permanent financing with long-term traditional bank rates.
All right, now what are the perks?
Only one closing and customers save on fees and all the hassles.
All right, so you're a player who can now hit and field.
Exactly.
All right, let me get this straight. I'm a real estate developer. Spring Garden Lending gives me a loan to build or renovate a building. Work's done. I lease the property, and then my loan automatically converts to permanent financing.
You got it.
Wow, real estate developers, listen up. Spring Garden Lending's offering one-stop shop construction to permanent financing. Stay tuned for more home runs from Bob Marino and Spring Garden Lending.
Want to take your fandom to the next level? Xfinity is the place for the ultimate sports experience. With Xfinity X1, you can track multiple games and leagues at once while watching another game live. And finding everything on your TV is faster with the X1 voice remote. Get instant access to your favorite teams, athletes, and the latest news and stats with the sound of your voice. Just say, show me sports or show me hockey scores, and it's all right there. You can even watch your favorite sports on any screen with the Xfinity Stream app, so you never miss the action. Stream at home with the best Wi-Fi experience or on the go with access to millions of Wi-Fi hotspots nationwide. Plus, get even more with out-of-market packages like NBA League Pass and NHL Center Ice, so you can catch your hometown team no matter where you live. Switch to Xfinity and experience sports like never before. Call 1-800-XFINITY, go to Xfinity.com, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. Requires Xfinity TV service. Not available in all areas.
What is a Burns Honda original? It's when a family or friend purchases a brand new Honda from Burns, maintains it regularly at the Burns dealership for the next 2 to 3 years, and then trades it back into Burns when they are ready for a new Honda. The Honda they traded in is now a Burns Honda original. Factory certified.